Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The international search and rescue effort continues along the Nepal-Tibet border, the region devastated by catastrophic flooding.
The casualty figures continue to rise in what has become the worst disaster Nepal has seen since an earthquake in 2015. This time, experts believe a glacier collapsing could have triggered flooding. Helicopters are still flying over the mountains, searching for survivors and delivering relief supplies. Hundreds of people have been rescued, including most of the 450 people trapped in a tunnel in Trishuli. Rescue efforts continue, and moments like these offer hope to the families we meet who are desperately waiting for news of their loved ones.
The BBC's Esadei Mushiri, the death toll at least 469, more than 1,500 people are missing. Federal judge has again blocked President Trump's attempt to guard against fraud in voting by mail. An appeal is expected. Full speed ahead on building the White House ballroom and security complex.
It's the perfect way to report progress. President Trump with a sneak peek of the new White House ballroom. He releases two pictures on his Truth Social page. The first one of a worker painting one of the ornate huge columns, and another photo showing all the scaffolding.
Correspondent Laura Winters. It's a majestic body of water, one that rarely freezes in the wintertime. We've known it as Lake Ontario, but now a presidential decree renames it Lake America. President Trump ordering the change amid the trade dispute with Canada, which insists it is and always will be Lake Ontario. Tropical storms Carina and Lowell have formed in the Pacific, far from land. In the Atlantic, it's Tropical Storm Dolly, which could bring flooding rains to parts of the Caribbean in the coming days. Stock futures are mixed on Wall Street this morning. The Dow futures 67 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 83, and the S&P futures off 2.5 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate, like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you, with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Northern Baltimore County, there was a tree down from overnight. Might still be a problem here. Falls Road near Mount Carmel Road, so keep an eye out for the crews that are working or will be working in that area. And in the meantime, there may be a detour underway both sides of the roadway. The water main break from yesterday near BWI was fixed yesterday, so that section of Aviation Boulevard between I-195 and the rental car return has reopened, so that'll help that situation this morning. We're good at both the tunnels. Beltway looks good. A broken down vehicle, right lane, northbound I-95 in Harford County, just after the bridge at Mountain Road at the 74 mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. Few clouds hanging around there. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be in the mid-80s. Do have a chance for a pop-up shower thunderstorm as we get into the afternoon. Drier conditions for the weekend with temperatures hotter next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in Nottingham and 71 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. International authorities have notified Howard County Police that murder suspect Arjun Sharma has been taken into custody in India. The 26-year-old is wanted on a warrant for the murder of his ex-girlfriend on New Year's Eve 2025. Sharma reported Nikita Godasela missing on January 2nd, then left the country to fly to India. Police later searched Sharma's apartment on Twin Rivers Road and discovered Godasela
Sala's body with multiple stab wounds. Extradition is expected, but there's no timeline for Sharma's return to the U.S. And a Baltimore police officer faces rape charges in Harford County. The sheriff's office began an investigation on June 3rd after a woman reported the alleged incident. According to detectives, Officer Oxendine encountered the woman while investigating an unrelated call in Baltimore City. The woman needed a ride to her home in Edgewood, and Oxendine's supervisor authorized him to drive her there. The alleged victim says after they arrived at her home, he entered her apartment and sexually assaulted her. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 823, the pick 4, 3571. It's 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Sean Casey here. Older homes deserve craftsmen who know how to preserve what makes them special. G. Krug & Son restores historic ironwork and creates custom metalwork designed for your home. With more than two centuries of Baltimore craftsmanship, they build work meant to last. For restoration or custom metalwork, visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. That's 410-752-3166.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, it was a nice comeback effort by the Birds yesterday, but an early blast dooms Baltimore. Chip Carey had the call on Cardinals TV. Blaze Jordan's three-run shot, one of two homers allowed by Trevor Rogers. First time that's happened to the left-hander since May. And the Cardinals ride it to a 7-5 win over the O's. The Birds have to settle for 2 of 3 in St. Louis. Now, Baltimore did rally with 4 in the 8th, 3 courtesy of a Kobe Mayo Earl Weaver special, but it was too little, too late. After the game, manager Albernez on what he saw from Trevor Rogers.
Oh, Trevor looked good early. You know, just like yesterday with Bradish, they did a good job of grinding out at bats, falling off some tough pitches, doing a good job moving the ball forward. It's, for me, it was just two mistakes.
And the mistakes were the Blaze Jordan's home run and also won by Ramon Urias. The loss drops Baltimore to 65-69 on the campaign. They're 3 games behind Cleveland in the playoff race. 36 days after it began, summer camp and preseason football comes to an end tonight for the Ravens as the Purple and Black host the Commanders at M&T Bank Stadium. 6 p.m. game time, head coach Jesse Minter on what's important now.
Now it's on to, you know, obviously wrapping up this preseason, figuring out the very best 53 players for this particular team at this particular time.
A few jobs still up for grabs on this team, and we will highlight them all morning long. Coming up in 30 minutes, the PGA Championship is underway. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Good. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Casey and Company on WCBM 680. I am your guest host today, Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey. Kristen is here with us today. Good morning, Kristen, and I believe Sean is back on Monday. Yep, Sean Casey back behind the microphone on Monday. Lots happening on today's show. So many stories across Maryland, Baltimore County. We're going to get into all of that today. Coming up, I'll also be joined, I think, at the 7 o'clock. I should have let you know this, Kristen, but at 7 o'clock with very special guest, my friend and the owner of Jimmy's Famous Seafood. But what an American dream story. We're going to chat with him for a little bit at 7 o'clock, and we're going to talk about the WCBM Freedom Festival, where Jimmy's Seafood will also be a part of that day. So that'll be a special conversation, as well as we're going to talk a little bit about business and what a small business owner in the state of Maryland goes through and their story of perseverance. I mean, what an incredible story they have. I've also had Pat Dyer, another friend of mine, but also just a truly competent individual who would make an incredible Baltimore County executive. He is the Republican nominee for Baltimore County for the executive position. He will join us at 8:30. We are going to break down Wes Moore's those outrageous comments he made earlier in the week. Well, Kristen, it's one thing when you say something off the cuff that's, maybe you wish you didn't say. I mean, I've said plenty off the cuff that I wish I could take back. Maybe it was too much. Maybe it just was articulated in such a poor way. When you're on the radio, you get your words scrambled, or you may have been a little too far out there. The emotions. This was a tweet, which means he actually had time to sit there, had time to think about it, go over it, spell check, the whole nine yards, and decides to just insult and with this absolutely slanderous comments the brave men and women of ICE. I'm going to break that story down. We couldn't get to it yesterday. We had so much going on during the show. We're going to talk about a new Maryland program, yes, which it's not a tax or fee that Governor Moore is claiming. There are no taxes and fees in the new budget. But what this is, a law that was passed years ago that will, in fact, take more money out of Marylanders' paychecks, both from the employer and the employee. So we got lots to cover today. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. You can also email into the studio, am680@wcbm.com, and go to wcbm.com where you can download the WCBM app. Take it with you on the Android, the Apple device. Listen anywhere in the world to WCBM. So, all right, before we get to Chuck, lots going on with Towson. Yes, Towson is back in the news. We're going to bring that up with Pat Dyer a little bit later. Lots going on in Baltimore County with the Inspector General. I'm going to touch on that in a moment, but we'll also get Pat Dyer's take on that. But before we go any further, good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
Morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Happy Friday to everybody. Be safe if you're getting ready to head out. Pretty quiet right now. The good news is, I know you're concerned about this from yesterday, that the water main break we had on the area just around Aviation Boulevard, I-195, down to Stony Run Road there at Northrop Grumman, and down to the rental car return of BWI, that was fixed yesterday. So the roadway today is open, and we're definitely back to normal. That was a big pain in the neck yesterday. There's a tree down earlier this morning. Might still be a problem. Northern Baltimore County, Falls Road, near Mount Carmel Road. The information still showing that they're working on that, and the roadway could be blocked, according to their information. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. JFX is clear. Right now, pretty smooth, and the early ride looks fine. Southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s. Looks like a chance for some stray showers or storm. This weekend should be dry. Temps start warming back up into next week. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So, a little economic news in the state of Maryland. This is a tough story. I hate seeing this. And you have to wonder, is it just, is it internal? Is it something that deals with AI? Is it something that deals with just challenging business rules and regs in the state of Maryland? It could be any one of all those three. And, Kristen, I think this is actually in your neck of the woods, where Stanley Black & Decker is closing in Hampstead, its facility in Carroll County, and 55 employees expected to lose their jobs. Says the company filed notice with the Maryland Department of Labor saying the closure is expected to begin October 23rd. And be completed by March 26th in 2027. So this is just another, it's kind of the latest trouble in economic news for Maryland. I would say under Governor Wes Moore, the Democrat supermajority in Annapolis, Stanley Black & Decker, for those who do not know, they have a major presence in this region. As a matter of fact, the company employs thousands of people at its Joppa Road location or the operations there in the facility at Towson. And at one point it was expanding, I believe, and I think I've read that it was adding space for employees, for relaunching something like a Craftsman tool line and a maker space. So we're talking here about another Maryland facility shutting its doors, and the company says it will work, which is good. It'll work with effective employees, including severance, job placement assistance, and for some salaried workers, and possible opportunities at other Stanley Black & Decker locations. And I don't care if you're Democrat. Wait till this story, by the way, I'm going to get to about FEMA and how this individual, they're lucky they're not in jail, but what they did at FEMA, to just how they treated, in an emergency situation, Trump supporters. What I'm about to say here is, there's 55 employees here. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican or whatnot. They lost their jobs. I hope they land on their feet. They're Marylanders. I'm sure a lot of them in Carroll County, which is one of my favorite counties in the state. I love some of my good friends up in Carroll County. But I'm not sure, again, why this business, why Black & Decker is shutting these 55 jobs down, but businesses without a doubt are dealing in the state of Maryland. High taxes, there's high energy costs, there's more and more of these mandates on these businesses, more regulations, and in many cases, eventually something gives. And when it does, when the Band-Aid rips, so to speak, Chuck, is there a breaking news? Chuck?
Yep.
Chuck Whitaker, some breaking news. Go ahead, Chuck.
There's a vehicle fire. It looks like it's fully involved right now. Southbound 95, if you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It looks like it's on the right side. The camera shot's a little far away, but I can see the smoke from the vehicle, so the fire department is going to be arriving. If you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel right now, you need to be to the center and the left-hand side. Things may change as more equipment arrives, but right now it's 95 south of the tunnel and before 395. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chuck, for the breaking news update there with the local traffic. And I was talking about the, these 55 Maryland families. They're the ones that are wondering what comes next when it's people talk about, these corporations. Well, these corporations are hiring, in this case, Marylanders, and they're losing their job here. And I do, again, hope they land on their feet. And I just wonder, maybe we'll find out more in the next coming weeks, whether this was just some type of business decision based on some restructuring, or does it have to do with the fact that Maryland, again, is a very difficult place to do business because of higher taxes and the energy costs, mandates. The state of Pennsylvania, my understanding is they are significantly chopping away at their corporate tax there. So they also have a much lower minimum wage, and I know some actual business owner friends of mine who took some of those jobs right from Hunt Valley right to York County. So Maryland needs to get serious about how we're going to attract. We've seen the cuts in the federal job force. And I hate to see people lose their job, but at the same time, look at what the federal government, look at what Congress has done, running this country into trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. Something eventually has to be done. And unfortunately, the state's over-reliance on federal jobs, we're seeing an economic situation in this state where we have to do something with the regulatory environment, we have to do something with the tax environment to promote and attract these businesses, not just businesses that are government contracting and just tech sector, because it's right near the nation's capital, or defense contracts. We need some of these other big companies to come and bring their headquarters to the state of Maryland. You're listening to Nino Mangione. I'm filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, a lot to get to today. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company, WCBM 680-410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Again, am680@wcbm.com is the studio email. This Maryland family leave bill. So I had two friends of mine, one in the restaurant business and another in the automobile business, reached out. Both affected by this family leave bill that's setting in, because it is yet another cost on not only, in this case, our business owners, but our the very employees that they hire. It's really just another situation of here we go again in Maryland. Starting January 1st in 2027, workers are going to see another deduction taken directly out of their paychecks. And that's for the state's new family and medical leave insurance program. The contribution rate starts at 0.9% of wages. And for businesses with 15 or more employees, workers can be required to pay as much as 0.45% themselves. So basically, if you make $75,000 a year, that's roughly $337.50 coming out of your pocket every year. Additional $337 every year. Now, you tack on all the other taxes that you're paying that come out of your paycheck. Now, remember, Governor Moore says he's been telling everyone no new taxes or fees. Well, yes, okay, this technically isn't a tax. They call it an insurance contribution. You can call it whatever you want. But when government requires money to be taken out of your paycheck and you have no choice in the matter, it doesn't matter about the terminology, ladies and gentlemen. Your paycheck is smaller. Let's check back in. Chuck Whitaker, another update in traffic. Chuck?
Yep, there's a tractor trailer on fire here. The fire department has arrived. They got some water on this thing now. We can see the smoke has gone from really dark black to much more of a gray smoke. Southbound 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. If you're coming down from there towards 395, the exit ramp, by the way, to Key Highway is open if you're working in that area and have no problem. Northbound traffic is still clear, but the southbound traffic is going to be limited to the left-hand side of the roadway with all the activity there. And very quickly now, we're backed up into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So as you're coming out, as soon as you come out, especially from the right tunnel, make sure you get over and merge in, get as far left as you can before you get to 395. All this activity is on the right side. Single lane to the left, and I guarantee you that we'll start to see a backup now. Some of this overflow traffic will head to 895, and we'll be watching for a delay there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45's Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s. Chance for stray showers or storm later, and this weekend should be dry with temps starting to warm back up into next week. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. I'm talking about this new policy that's just getting ready to... It was passed several years ago, but it's taking effect now. With this family medical leave bill, and basically, again, when the government requires money to be taken out of your paycheck and you have no choice whatsoever in the matter, the average Maryland family doesn't sit there and wonder about, is it a tax or a fee? Is it an insurance contribution? All they see is that their paycheck continues to get smaller. Their bills don't get smaller, but their paycheck does. And the kicker is, Marylanders, they start paying into this thing in January of 2027, but the benefits aren't even scheduled to begin until January of 2028. So for an entire year, the money starts coming out before anybody can even receive the benefits. So out of their paycheck here, and it creates this fund. Meanwhile, families, I mean, again, they're getting hammered by the cost of groceries or utilities, the gas, housing, you name it, insurance, everything else. People, many living paycheck to paycheck right now. Families are on edge financially, and Annapolis, their idea to solve the problem, take a little bit more out of their paycheck. Take a little bit more out of the paycheck. You can dress it up and give it a nice government name, family and medical leave. Tell people, well, it's not a tax. But at the end of the week, again, Marylanders are going home with less money and seeing another burden here placed on hardworking Marylanders. I remember this being debated in Annapolis when I was there as a delegate. I was against the bill then. I voted against it. I'm against this approach now. I remember, I mean, it's several years ago, but I remember most of how the argument went. And I think it's, you know, when Democrats, especially in Annapolis and in the legislature, what they do with policies like this, it's very predictable and it's strategic. Some of them may genuinely believe they're helping people. I mean, I'll give them that. But politically, it's always driven by strategy. And it's always an attempt to appeal to masses by making it seem, in this case, you know, the greedy business owner, the villain. And there's obviously a lot more employees, especially employees. For example, there's one restaurant owner, and probably, depending on the size of the restaurant, 10 to 20 times that amount of employees. And the problem is they're already piled on so many mandates and taxes and regulations and costs onto Maryland businesses that they can't keep putting burdens on, especially the employer, but even the employee in this case. And they've squeezed businesses to the point, I mean, businesses themselves are suffering. If the business can't make it, then all of those jobs are gone. So now they've squeezed the businessman and woman, the owner, to the point of suffocation. So now they're actually reaching into your pocket. They take a little bit more out of the pay period and hope that most of you just won't notice. But make no mistake about it. Make no mistake, this another big government program coming out of Annapolis telling employers and employees what their relationship is supposed to look like here and what their benefits and what benefits government have decided they must provide and pay for on top of everything else. And this should be determined by the marketplace. I'm not saying every employer by any stretch is perfect, because of course they're not. But I know a small business owner, again, a personal friend, who takes tremendous care of their employees. I think they give 8 or 9 days off right around the holiday season and around Christmas time. They shut down during that time of year. I think they give 7 paid days off, something like that. They get all the major holidays off. In other words, they try to do their best as a business to attract good people and retain good people through their market-driven ways. And why do they do it? Because they value their employees. They want to keep good people. It's very competitive in the market, and businesses have to offer benefits that attract and retain these good workers. Government doesn't have to dictate every aspect of the employee-employer relationship, but Annapolis keeps acting like the answer to every problem is another government program and another mandate and another deduction. And who pays? The businesses pay more, the employer takes home less, and it's just another burden on these businesses and hardworking Marylanders. We're going to check in with Maggie Hunter and an update on today's traffic.
Thanks. Good morning. From the WCBM Maryland News Center, city police are investigating a deadly shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 500 block of North Lakewood Avenue shortly after 8:30 Thursday night. And when they arrived, they found the victim suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police have not released any information on the victim's age or what led to the shooting. Anne Arundel County Police are looking for the man who allegedly injured two people during a carjacking at a Glen Burnie Taco Bell. Police say the suspect and his ex-girlfriend had gotten a ride to the fast food restaurant where he started acting erratically. The suspect reportedly got out of the vehicle, approached another car in the drive-thru lane, and forcibly removed the driver. The carjacking victim and a witness who tried to intervene suffered minor injuries. Police located the vehicle on North Kenwood Drive in Baltimore, but they were unable to find the suspect. And Anthony Brown is co-leading a coalition of 21 attorneys general and two governors in challenging a new federal policy that places unlawful conditions of Title X funding. The Trump administration funding rules included removing support for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and restricting access to gender-affirming care. The restrictions would also discourage the use of contraception in favor of natural family planning and require clinics to counsel patients toward marriage and parenthood. Federal agents have joined the search for a convicted sex offender who's been on the run for nearly 4 years. Michael Rucker, 36, of Baltimore, is wanted by authorities in Baltimore City and Baltimore County for failure to properly register as a sex offender. And a Towson business shut down for the evening after a large crowd gathered in a nearby parking lot Wednesday night, with business owners and residents raising concerns about the disruption. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. Do your customers expect you to have the right answers when it's time to choose cabinets and countertops? Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design can help. They'll work with you and your clients to find the right look, the right materials, and price for the project, with personal service from start to finish. Visit their Baltimore County showroom on East Joppa Road or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team, Sean Casey said.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, here's a major backup and a heads up for the traffic trying to come through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Tractor trailer on fire. They've contained it now, southbound I-95 coming out of the tunnel and before Camden Yards at 395. Only the left-hand lane is getting by. Both the tunnels are now backing up into the area back towards Keith Avenue and coming down the hill from O'Donnell Street. So right now it's four lanes condensing down to one single lane to the left at the scene of this tractor trailer on fire. All kinds of equipment there. Single lane to the left. You know we're going to back up and we're going to stay backed up for a while on 95. The overflow, not yet a problem. So 895 is good if you want to take that as the detour route. But I think pretty soon we're going to get that impact there as well for 895 south, at least from O'Donnell Street and coming south from the Urban Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. Few clouds hanging around there. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be in the mid-80s. You know, the chance for a pop-up shower thunderstorm as we get into the afternoon. Drier conditions for the weekend with temperatures hotter next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All of a sudden, Trevor Rogers victimized by the long ball, and by a former teammate, no less.
3-2. Arias puts a charge into this one. Deep left center. That ball is gone! Against his former team, Ramon Arias finds his third home run of the year.
Chip Carey had the call on Cardinals TV. Ramon Urias' two-run shot in the second gave the Redbirds a 5-0 cushion early, and St. Louis would withstand a late Orioles rally to win the salvage game of the series. 7-5 was the final. Kobe Mayo with a big three-run blast for the Birds. That came in the eighth. Now, back to Rogers, who explained in the postgame what's going on.
Good pitch selection, really bad execution. When you throw a changeup, middle-middle is pretty much like a BP fastball at that point, so tip your cap, he hit a bad pitch, and just got to do better at locating that.
Now, here are some of the numbers. Rogers has now given up home runs in 5 straight starts, 6 total in 28 innings pitched. Now, compare that to his previous 10 starts. 2 home runs allowed, a total over 61 innings pitched. The Birds head out to Sacramento tonight. They'll start a weekend series with the Athletics beginning at 9:40 tonight. Ravens close the preseason tonight at home against the Commanders. It all begins at 6 p.m., and the defense, most of the starters on the defense won't play, but number 91 will not, and that is Trey Hendrickson. The Ravens are counting on him to lead this season. Hendrickson was asked the other day what his vision of that actually is.
My approach to it is being an example of what we want to be as a defense, right? Playing hard, playing physical, and doing your job at a high level. And if we're all doing that collectively, we're going to go where we want to go.
Hendrickson had back-to-back seasons of 17.5 sacks in 2023 and 24, leading the league in that year. Only 4 last year, though, and only 7 games played. The college football season got underway yesterday locally. Towson hosting Maine at United Stadium, and the Black Bears prevailed. 21-18 was the final. Here's Tigers head coach Pete Shinnick after the game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the first half did not go anything close to what we had planned.
Tigers fell behind 21-0 before launching an 18-point comeback. Sophomore quarterback Andrew Indorf, 15 for 21, 267 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Round 1 of the PGA Tour Championship in Atlanta in the books. Minwoo Lee is your first round leader with an 8-under-62 to kick things off. The world's number one, Scottie Scheffler, 3 back at 5-under. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Kyle Hamilton says the sacrifice is worth it.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Walt Phillips right here on WCBM, Sunday afternoons at 3. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Walt is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Walt's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Nino, when Jeff was in earlier this week, we had a conversation. There was a British medical journal that did a study on NFL players who passed away between the years 2016 and 2021. They did a study on their brains and found that of the 235 brains that they examined, 216, over 90%, suffered from CTE, the brain condition that you suffer after many, many concussions. And the reason why I bring this up today is because there's an article in Sports Illustrated. Kyle Hamilton, the Ravens safety, was interviewed, and he was asked, is it all worth it? Knowing that what you know about the game of football, is it all worth it? And Kyle Hamilton's quote was, I see it as I fall on my sword for people who have provided for me and people that I will provide for. And then, therefore, the sacrifice is worth it. So, and it goes on and on. It's a great article. It's a must-read on SI.com. But my point is, despite all the dangers that we all know about, almost to a man, if you ask an NFL player if they would do it all over again, the answer would be yes. because of the, you know, the fame and the money, but also the camaraderie, the game they love, et cetera, et cetera.
And it is a fascinating study. I had not heard that, but you're right. It's like a movie. There's like a Rocky Balboa movie. I mean,
exactly.
His Adrian says doesn't want him to fight, and
right.
then eventually, because he knew that's all he knew. Number one, number two, he's just the heart of a champion. But yes, that leads to getting out of a lifestyle where you had nothing, and then you have everything, and you can create wealth, generational wealth, all that good stuff. But I think it says a lot about. It's interesting because you watch like UFC. I'd be curious about UFC, the great, great fighters, how that would, what that study would show for them, because it really shows you mixed martial arts. And I'm a fan of it, not that I know how to do any of it, but what makes a great fighter is somebody that can avoid getting hit.
Yeah.
Football over the years, as these guys become bigger, stronger, faster, is really almost far more dangerous than like a boxing and or a UFC, because they are out there crushing each other
right
at incredible high speeds, running in. Have you seen that ridiculous sport where it's like the two big guys, and I think even women do it, they just run into each other they're not even wearing pads. Have you seen this?
I've seen it. It's on ESPN.
And they just boom, collide with each other, and I'm just like, I think the same thing, and I'm number one, I don't find that entertaining, but it's like the injuries that one will suffer years down the road, not to mention what they suffer right now. But I'm not surprised that those great athletes making that incredible amount of money would say, absolutely, I wouldn't do it over again.
The other interesting takeaway was that he was asked what he would tell his kid. And he said, I would steer him away from football. But if he said, Dad, I love football, I want to play football, then he would allow it. And he would teach him and, you know, try to go about teaching him the safety measures that would be necessary to try to take care of yourself. But he would try to steer him away from football. So
yeah.
It's interesting.
It is, because there's some guys that play a little, even at that level, more aggressive and smarter than others. Some guys, same with fighting. As I bring it back, you have different styles, and some are more defensive. And they're just as effective. But, nowadays in football, they are crushing each other. Well, thank you, Gary. We'll check back in with you in a little bit. Before we had the break, I was talking about this family leave bill. But I came across, you'll love this one too, Kristen, I was on Twitter checking for some updates. And the video that pops up is Gavin Newsom. One of them is from the Blaze, their little Twitter feed here, and it's funny. It's Gavin Newsom, the mayor of California. I'm sorry, the governor of California. He says here, I guess something. He's selling his home with his wife, and the video is him. He's unaware of a 5,000 bottle wine cellar inside his $7.5 million home. He says, "Quote: I didn't even know it had that much. I literally didn't even know." Now, I don't care that Gavin Newsom has a $7.5 million house. Good for him. I don't care that it has a 5,000 bottle wine cellar. Again, good for him. Make all the money you want. I'm not sure. I think he had some family money. I know he did some business stuff. If it was done honestly, good for him. But buy whatever house you want, whatever. But when somebody asks you about a 5,000 bottle wine cellar, and he says essentially that, I mean, his quote, I didn't even know I had that. It's just like, give me a break. Either he's completely full of it, which is likely with Gavin Newsom. A lot of people call him Newsom. Or he's just unbelievably removed from the way normal people, and just, like, what are you, normal people that he generally doesn't know anything about how they live their lives, if he doesn't know that he has a 5,000 bottle wine cellar, Krista, and then these are the same politicians that create policies that take more and more money out of your pockets, like the bill I was just talking about, and they lecture working people about making sacrifice and affordability, and he has a 5,000 bottle wine cellar. I didn't know it was there.
I was going to say the exact same thing. It's like totally out of touch with reality. How many of have us. Maybe he has multiple homes. Probably. Look, I don't even know what's in my own house. It's just right. But you're right. And then he keeps other people in poverty. And you're right. Lectures us or complains about Trump being too rich. Well, at least Trump does something for other people. But
tries to let them keep some more of their money. We'll get back to this in a moment. But let's check in with Chuck Whitaker, who has a 10,000 bottle wine cellar in his mansion. Chuck, good morning.
And they're all empty.
That's Frank Luber.
Just from last night.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, if you're sitting here in this backup on 95, you wish you probably had a little drink of something right now. This is a big deal. We had a tractor trailer that was on fire. It happened about 25 minutes ago, southbound 95, right before 395. Some of the equipment now is leaving. They knocked the fire down. It's under control, but the cleanup is there, and they're going to have to really hold traffic except for the left-hand lane as you're coming south. Two of the fire department trucks are just now leaving the scene. So let me bring you up to date on the situation. Four lanes coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel now go into one lane southbound after the Key Highway ramp. You go all the way to the left in the left-hand lane. So a single lane, four lanes down to one. 95 is now backing up towards O'Donnell Street. That's going to go back to Eastern Avenue. And I told you 895 eventually would catch up with all of this. And now 895 is almost dead stopped back at Moravia Road. Total gridlock at both the tunnels right now coming south. If you know your way through the city, that's an option. You could take the Beltway. And you could go over to the JFX, come down to JFX into downtown, work your way down to 395 south. You're on your way once again. Major, major delays right now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s. Chance for stray showers or storm later, and this weekend should be dry and temps starting to warm back up into next week. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. And, Christian, yeah, these are the same politicians. Gavin Newsom has no idea that he has a 5,000-bottle wine cellar in his basement. And again, I'm good for him if he does. The fact that he's been successful, I'm not knocking that. Buy a mansion, whatever. But these are the same politicians that come up with policies that take more and more money out of your pocket, and they lecture people about working people about sacrifice and affordability. They take money out of middle class to give to people that buy them. They buy votes with it, and he is just so far removed from it. And remember, this is the same guy, Kristen Newsom, that went to the luxury restaurants in Napa Valley, French Laundry, it's called, during COVID, while everybody else, stay home. Nancy Pelosi, same one. Yep. She's got like 25.
She's at the hair salon.
Hair salon. Yes. She's eating ice cream that's like $50, remember, in her luxury. And again, good for her. But the hair salon, while she's telling you not to go, it's unbelievable.
Exactly. No, I mean, everything you said, I agree with. Totally out of touch with reality. That's why they shouldn't be bragging about it. So they're so out of touch with reality, they don't even realize what they're doing. And the same thing happens here in Maryland. I mean, I would connect it. You're right. These people, I think you're right. I think Newsom has some family money, so he didn't even earn it, so he doesn't value it. And he just takes it for granted. But meanwhile, he instills his policies. Like, how many major companies, even liberal CEOs, have moved their companies out of California into Texas or wherever else? The same thing is happening here in Maryland, just like connected to your first story with Black & Decker leaving Hampstead. I mean, that's terrific. How many major companies, first of all, do we have in Carroll County, but in Maryland in general? You know, that's going to have a domino effect on other local businesses. People will move out of the area. How many products do we even produce in this country already? Like, already that's kind of a unicorn. But you're right. And then not only that, they have the right or the nerve to get on their soapbox and lecture Trump. You know, Trump is evil because he's rich, or the rest of us shouldn't want to, you know, when we're all just trying to survive. And Westmore, you know, does the same thing. I don't know if he has family money, but you even wonder where that money comes from, because you're right. Is it Soros backed? Is it from something, you know, getting it? I don't know. I question a lot of things, how these guys get so rich.
And it's interesting. Well, and yeah, I honestly have no idea. And
But they get very rich in office. That's all we can say.
I know, though, like we both point, I mean, Donald Trump, obviously, I'm not I'm not begrudging the wealth of anybody if they've earned it, honestly, but Donald Trump obviously has a ton of money, but he's not sitting there pushing policy that takes money out of people's pockets and pushing for it to pay for illegal aliens. Like California, I think, they passed, I'm not sure when it was, but to cover the health care. And Newsom was just recently bragging about it. He's like, I know I caught a little heat, but I was going to pay for it whether they were legal or illegal. And it's just like he's trying to act as if he's this great savior paying for illegal aliens' health care. Meanwhile, it's who's paying for it? It's the middle class Californian. And he's sitting there, I didn't know I had a 5,000 bottle wine cellar. How was I supposed to know that? That is what gets me. Donald Trump is saying, you don't belong here if you're here illegal. And because he knows that it's the Americans footing the bill for it, you can hate Donald Trump or not, but that's the fact. It's the American who is footing the bill for people that come here illegally who ultimately end up receiving some type of health care benefit or an education benefit. And here's Gavin Newsom, on the other hand, is the one that just takes credit like he's helping those people. He takes credit like it's him and him alone due to his great policies, when meanwhile it is suffocating middle class, paycheck to paycheck families. And he's sitting there at the French Laundry. He's sitting there with his wine cellar. And I don't believe for one second, but maybe he does. Maybe his house is so big he never makes it down to the basement.
Yeah, I wish I... I live in like a two-room condo. I don't get lost. I don't think I have any hidden rooms I don't know about. But then the same thing's happening here in Maryland. And again, that's why people are fleeing the state all the time, because it's not sustainable. I mean, it's awful. People have to leave their home here because these policies. And you're right. And then the leaders, you know, like Wes Moore, the same thing. He gets up with his smirk and actually lectures the rest of us on how holy they are. And it's disgusting. So I hope voters wake up.
I do too. Well, Kristen, we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey and Casey and Company.
Hi, this is Vinny Stio, your home sold guaranteed realty. The agent you choose matters. I have over 12,000 buyers in waiting. Your home may already be sold. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your price or pay you the difference at vinnystio.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Calling all patriots, the Smile Design Center and Newsmax presents the 2026 WCBM Freedom Fest. Saturday, September 26th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Executive Plaza in Hunt Valley.
Rain or shine.
Join Sean Casey, Kim Clancy, Rob Carson, and Councilman Nino Mangione, along with other candidates and elected officials, as we rally for the pivotal midterm and gubernatorial election.
Admission is free, with food available for purchase by Jimmy's Famous Seafood and Kona Ice Cream.
Unite to fight for Maryland's future. Don't miss the 2026 WCBM Freedom Fest.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione. I'm filling in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company this morning. Sean is back on Monday, and hope you all have a great weekend coming up, great weekend planned. Lots we're getting to today. I'm going back to Baltimore County, where the Deputy Inspector General Greg Domro has resigned from his role, but plans to stay on temporarily in an advisory capacity. And county officials, that's what they said Wednesday. By the way, I met with Greg. I am a member of the Baltimore County Council, actually, if you're not aware of that. I spent 8 years as a member of the House of Delegates, and I was the interim county councilman in District 3. I was fortunate enough to win the Republican primary. Now I'm on to the general election in November. So as a councilman, I met with Greg, and I have to say this seems like a loss for the county based on my impression of the guy. I mean, we had probably about an hour-long conversation, and he was impressive. We'll get to this in a moment. Let's check in with an update. Chuck Whitaker. Go ahead, Chuck.
All right, still pretty bad. This is a gridlock. Now, total gridlock. Both tunnels are involved in this tractor-trailer that was on fire earlier this morning, southbound on 95. As you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, tractor-trailer was on fire southbound before you got to Camden Yards at 395. And at one point there, 40 minutes ago, that thing was fully involved. Out now, the cleanup has to continue. Then it has to be probably offloaded and then towed away. So we're still only squeezing once in a while. There may be two lanes here, but mostly it's a single lane for the traffic coming out of four lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. At that point, as you come out of the tunnel, you have to move all the way to the left, and it's a single lane there. The backup now on 95 is going back to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Eventually, that's going to be back towards the area at Moravia Road, and 895 southbound is already backed up. I'm just changing the camera here. Not quite back to Moravia Road, but definitely slow from Pulaski Highway and from Erdman Avenue. All that traffic detouring away from 95. Right now, we're looking at 35-minute delays and growing for both the tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s, chance for a stray showers or storm. This weekend should be dry and temps start warming back up into next week. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. This story about the Inspector General in Baltimore County, I met with him, Greg Domrow, and I mean, this is, I think, a loss for the county based on my impression of the guy. We had a conversation, hour, maybe even longer. He introduced himself, and he seemed like an honest, impressive guy trying, I believe, to do the right thing. He's a former FBI agent. He was hired in late April as the Office Chief of Investigations. And he stepped into the role in June after the former deputy, Steve Quinsenberry, retired in early June. And he's an extremely well-qualified individual. I think he had probably the precise background needed in an office like that. But either way, Baltimore County absolutely needs a full-time inspector general immediately to keep looking into and investigating waste and fraud and abuse in our county government. The taxpayers deserve full transparency here. And the new IG, whoever that will be with the next county executive, and by the way, we have Pat Dyer, the Republican nominee, my teammate actually, coming on at the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll bring this issue up. But the new IG should absolutely, and David Marks is doing a good job working on this, I'm going to co-sponsor here, they need to have full authority to review school spending as well. We are paying an inspector general, and they have an office in the county, but they're not allowed to look in to the largest line item of the budget in the county budget, half of it basically, the school system. And shame on the Democrats, especially the Maryland Democrats in the Baltimore County delegation that shot that bill down. The Democrats, and don't get me wrong, the delegates as well, but the Baltimore County state delegation, I cannot believe they did not push that through. Baltimore County, we're getting ready to approve a charter amendment that strips away the county executive's power to appoint the inspector general and transfer that authority to a newly established 7-member panel. I strongly support the charter amendment in November, and we'll ask Pat Dyer what he thinks about it. But for now, we have Jeff, my another friend and teammate in Phoenix. Welcome to the show, Jeff. Are you with Gavin Newsom enjoying wine in his cellar this morning?
Yes, we've been at it since about 2 a.m., so if I slur my words, please excuse me. Good old greasy Gavin Newsom, never forget. There's a Baltimore relationship to Gavin Newsom, as he is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. So let's move on to something that's worthwhile and stimulates our brain. First and foremost, we must continue to support independent radio, as it's in the news this morning that another station in Baltimore is having layoffs. So thank you for WCBM. You know, you were just talking about the situation with the IG in Baltimore County, the council, and I'm staring at the Baltimore Sun this morning. Why Maryland schools split on telling parents about students' gender identity. Maryland schools are failing. Our students are not learning life skills. You just talked about a Family Leave Act that is going to cost hardworking, law-abiding Maryland citizens more money out of their paycheck. And not only will it be extracted from their paycheck, but if you think about it, on the other end, their employers are going to have to make up that money somewhere. Therefore, whatever the services or said products are coming out of any business, that will be somehow or another mixed into the selling price. So they're really going to get it two ways. And the last thing I'd like to say is that, again, it's 60 days from an election. And Maryland, what used to be the land of pleasant living, we have an opportunity to make it that way again if we will get out, vote, financially support the incredible candidates that we have so that we can start turning the tide to serve the Maryland citizens.
Jeff, I mean, you pretty much nailed all the issues right there. I'm not sure what else to add other than, Jeff, you are running for the House of Delegates. You are a great candidate, and the individual you are running against, the sitting delegate Guyton, at the end of the day, you talk about these affordability issues. She voted for the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. Nina Mangione, we're back in just a moment with more WCBM Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Crews struggling to rescue survivors of the disaster along the Nepal-Tibet border are warned to remain alert for the possibility of more flooding. Catastrophic flooding claimed almost 540 lives, close to 1,000 people still missing, dozens of Americans among them. A federal judge has temporarily paused President Trump's effort to standardize how states handle mail-in ballots. Sets stage for another legal fight before the midterm.
The 14-day hold follows new administrative rules requiring states to provide voter lists and use standardized ballot envelopes before the Postal Service delivers mail ballots. The 14-day hold follows new administrative rules requiring states to provide voter lists and use standardized ballot envelopes before the Postal Service delivers mail ballots. Trump supporters say the changes promote election security, consistency, and public confidence. Opponents argue states lack time to comply. The U.S. Supreme Court may ultimately decide this case. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Trump says it's clear the U.S. has the upper hand in the disputed Strait of Hormuz.
The strait is open. We're taking a lot of boats. Millions and millions of barrels of oil are coming out of the strait every day. Other countries recognize that. Every once in a while, they shoot some, they put some shots at. We totally cleared the strait of, we have the best minesweepers in the world, the underwater minesweepers.
The Trump team reportedly close to clinching a massive oil deal with Venezuela. Axios reports it would involve access to Venezuelan oil fields, boasting 90 billion barrels of proven reserves. The Lindsey Clancy murder case gone to the jury. Deliberations underway in Massachusetts. Clancy is charged with first-degree murder and the deaths of her three young children. Townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're making a little progress now at 95 at the scene of this vehicle fire. It was a tractor trailer fire about an hour ago now, southbound. before Camden Yards at 395. Just now, in the last 30 seconds or so, they're reopening. It looks like they're going to try and hold at least three lanes open now, southbound, coming down from Key Highway through there. So that's really going to help things out. But they're still looking at it. The backups aren't going away anytime soon. But we're now moving three lanes at the scene instead of just one. So things will hopefully loosen up a little bit. 95 is backed up between the Eastern Avenue Bridge and Moravia Road. 895 is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. So it's a major delay, but we're trying to get better. Only the right lane now is affected at the scene on the right side. It's going to be there for a while. They have to offload the vehicle and then get a big wrecker in there, get that truck out of there. But now at least several more lanes are open through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. Few clouds hanging around there. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be in the mid-80s. You know, the chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm as we get into the afternoon. Drier conditions for the weekend with temperatures hotter next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Falston and 68 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a Towson business shut down for the evening after a large crowd gathered in a nearby parking lot Wednesday night, with business owners and residents raising concerns about the disruption. Silk Sports Bar said it decided to shut down all business functions and cease operations for the evening as crowds grew near its business. The bar said people began spilling into the business from a parking lot off Allegheny Avenue. The business also said a door was broken as people tried to push their way in. Silk said the gathering was not a planned event associated with the business. And Baltimore County school buses will no longer cross the century-old Warren Road Bridge, even as county and city officials maintain the bridge remains safe for drivers within its posted weight limits. The decision comes as questions continue to mount over the condition and long-term future of the bridge, which has been rated in poor condition and is closed three times in the past decade for emergency repairs. The Maryland Lottery pick three was 823, the pick four, 3571. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team at their Baltimore County showroom. They offer competitive pricing, fast turnaround, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Whether you're replacing countertops, choosing new cabinets, or planning a complete kitchen remodel, they'll help you make the process easier. Visit ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team, Sean Casey sent.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Birds had to settle for 2 out of 3 in St. Louis, despite a nice comeback in the 8th.
Mayo drives it. Center field. And long gone! Right on cue. The
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Another Mayo dinger, his 14th of the year off a lefty, 18th overall, but it wasn't enough as the Birds fall 7-5 in St. Louis, knocking Baltimore 3 games back in the playoff chase. After the game, Mayo sums up the Orioles' situation.
Losses aren't great right now, but if you win 2 out of 3 for a few series in a row, you're going to have a lot of wins and you're going to make some ground up.
Birds shift west tonight, 2 time zones. They'll face the A's in Sacramento at 9:40 p.m. It'll be Brandon Young on the hill for Baltimore. Something Ravens fans are curious about this season is called the second play. In other words, the play that Lamar would, if/after the first play isn't there, he would make or just breaks down. The question posed to offensive coordinator Declan Doyle was, how is he coaching the rest of the team on that second play?
That second part
part you're training your guys as well, because you don't want that to be like a fire drill when you take off. You want it to be calculated. You want us to have good spacing and the O-line to continue to block and those guys to be able to find those spots and respond in accordance with the quarterback. And
coming up in 30 minutes, an undrafted free agent trying to make the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. That is right. It is Casey and Company, WCBM 680. I am your guest host, Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey, who is back on Monday. And right now, it is my great honor to introduce someone who, along with his family, has helped, I would say, write a true American dream story right in Baltimore. And I'm someone... this is someone I'm about to introduce who I am proud to call a friend. And for those of you who may not know, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, far more than just a seafood restaurant in Baltimore, it's an institution. It is also a family-owned business operated by the Minidakis family for more than 52 years. We were talking about small business earlier and just business in general in the state of Maryland, but 52 years for a family-owned business. Please welcome Johnny Minidakis of Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Good morning, Johnny. Honored to have you.
Morning, Nino. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit, we'll get to in a moment, about the Freedom Fest, which is coming up in less than a month. It's a great WCBM event, and that was one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on. But before we get into that, I want you to just talk a little bit about the incredible story behind Jimmy's Famous Seafood, because people... We're talking a little bit about Gavin Newsom. I don't want to get your take on that. But people, they see today these businesses and they think, oh, the rich guy or the rich businessman, whatever, it's nice that they drive a fancy car or this or that. But they never want to talk about the struggles and the sacrifice and the tremendous amount of hard work it took to get there. And they do not know your story, the tragedy, of course, you faced. God rest his soul. Your father had passed, I believe, of cancer. And you were doubted, your brother, Tony, shout out to Tony, another great friend, whether you guys were going to make it. And boy, did you prove them wrong. Faith, family, the American spirit. Talk a little bit about how you guys were able to carry on your father's legacy and build Jimmy's into the institution that it is.
I guess more than anything, you know, it's just that immigrant mentality that anybody who's had family come from either Italy or Poland or anywhere overseas can attest to. It's just blue collar, roll your sleeves up and don't make any excuses. Never take no for an answer and never accept a loss. And that's where we were. You know, 2003 when my father passed, you know, I was 20, Tony was 16. And it was either you figure this out or you're going to be on the streets, man. So, you know, through hard work and faith, and just using the lessons that my father was able to teach us during his limited time here on earth, and, you know, belief in God, obviously hard work, determination, and most importantly, an amazing team around us. We were able to come out on the other side.
Well, no, I've met a lot of your team members, and I've seen, I mean, hell, I've been there for fundraisers, good concerts, you name it. And I can remember, Johnny, seeing, I think it was maybe like a Crab Feast type fundraiser. And I mean, it might have been 10:30 at night. You weren't even, I was there for the fundraiser. You weren't, you were just there. And I mean, you were the owner. You were very well established and you're throwing away beer bottles at 11 o'clock at night working where you could have been laying on the beach somewhere, but that was the work ethic and you were doing, I mean, this is only a year or two ago. So it's not like you were just starting out. So it always stuck with me.
Yeah. Look, you know, one of my mentors Phil, God rest his soul, he told me, a four-star general, if he picks up a piece of trash that's on the floor, it's not going to fall off. You know, you're never too good to do any job in any business, whether it's military or in my situation, the hospitality industry. You got to be able to do every job in there. You know, people look up to you. People look to you for leadership. And, you know, it's like Michael Jordan went in The Last Dance. He said, you know, one thing about me is I never told my teammates to do something that I wouldn't do myself. And I think it's very important no matter what walk of life you're in.
Well, Johnny, hold on. We're going to get an update with traffic. We'll return right back to you in just a moment. Well, let's go to Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, what's going on?
John, you got any steam crabs for a poor traffic reporter?
He ships them all over the world.
Great.
Or all over the country.
This year. Let me just get that out there.
All right. Put them in a bushel and send them down I-95. I'll pick them up. The situation on 95, trying to get better. We had this tractor trailer on fire in the last hour. Southbound 95, as you're getting down to the area, 395. We're now getting three lanes by. Still slow. They're looking at it. Still a visual. The shell of the tractor trailer still there off to the right side. We're making some progress, but this is a major backup for both the tunnels. 95 is now backed up towards Moravia Road. 895 is also backed up to Moravia Road. So the tail end of those backups, trying to get through the tunnels, probably closer now to a 45-minute delay southbound. So be prepared. It's moving, but it's moving very slowly, so you're going to have to give yourself a lot of extra time. Beltway traffic so far has not been an issue. JFX, if you're coming downtown, that's clear south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45's Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s. Looking at a chance for a stray showers or storm. This weekend should be dry. Temps starting to warm back up into the next week. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. And it's funny, Chuck mentioned, I chimed out there, Johnny, not crabs, but crab cakes. You ship them anywhere and all over in the country, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And ever since, a few of our viral moments, we've actually received a ton of support from people across the country. Just great people that love their country. Patriots have really shown us a lot of support and love and have had our crab cakes and all of our other products shipped from here to Hawaii and Alaska, California, Montana, you name it.
Well, that is exactly the main reason. Of course, I love hearing that story, and I think the listeners love hearing those American Dream stories. But I wanted to have you on specifically centered around. So WCBM is hosting what I would say is probably the biggest patriotic afternoon in all of Maryland. On Saturday, September 26th, WCBM will host its fourth annual Freedom Fest. That is at the Executive Plaza in Hunt Valley. So Sean Casey and Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, myself, we will all be there, and we're continuing to celebrate America's 250th birthday, and I know that means something to you, Johnny, and it's free admission, free parking, which is good because you can save your money for lunch because Jimmy's Famous Seafood will be there. And I thought it's important that you come on and talk about this, Johnny, because many companies or restaurants, they might try to shy away from something like this. It's too controversial, which it's ridiculous. It's not at all. But you immediately agreed, sure, Jimmy's Seafood will take part in the event, and I want to ask why it's important to you to participate in events that center around pride and patriotism in America, and just in this case, freedom of all Americans.
It was a no-brainer. You know, I think we've gotten away from common sense of the country, and you touched on it there, Nino. It is ridiculous for anybody to assume or say that getting a group of people together that love their country and want to wear a shirt with an American flag on it, it's somehow controversial. You know, you want to be around people that are like-minded, people that are positive and spread positivity. And this is a great example of that. You know, like you said, it's the fourth annual Freedom Fest. We can't wait to get to Hunt Valley on the 26th and just be around amazing people. You want to talk about the things that you love, and that's the 250th anniversary, birthday rather, of the greatest country on earth, the land of opportunity, the land that's given us everything that we could have ever dreamed of and more, America. And, you know, we understand that a lot of people can't make it down to Jimmy's all the time. So for us to have the capability to bring a food truck into the county and to meet these people and get to know them, it's a blessing. And it was a no-brainer, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly, Johnny, you're not out there saying support this political party or that political party, or you care about the success story that is America. You just said it. You live the American dream. You love being around the same type of freedom-loving, patriotic people of like mind who just want to see themselves, their neighbors, everybody do well and be successful. And that's where I want to touch real quick here now on, because I mentioned, you know, the hardships, the challenges you faced as a family restaurant in this case. And I think the average person, as I said, there's this real misconception about what it costs to take and run a successful business. And they just assume every owner is sitting back raking in the money. What are some of the biggest challenges you face running a business like Jimmy's in a state like Maryland? And if you want to touch on it, because I believe you fall in the Baltimore city limits, and you don't have to get into it, the city limits, the city if you don't want to, but with taxes, regulations, rising costs, what could a state or city do better to support our small businesses?
Yeah, look, owning a small business, and anybody that has ever been part of one can attest to this, there's no off switch, right? When you put your head down at night, you're still thinking about work. It's your life's work. So that's the biggest difference between, being an employee and being a small business owner. And you're right, a lot of times small business owners do get vilified for whatever reason in the media, but it is difficult here in Maryland. Look, I'm not breaking any news here. I could state some facts. Obviously, when you look at some of the studies that come out, business-friendly states, according to CNBC, I think Maryland was 33rd in 2026, and that was trending in the wrong direction. At some point, I think in 2023 or so, we were ranked in the 20s, 22nd, I believe. Cost of doing business, I think out of 50 states, Maryland ranks 43rd or 44th. The economy ranks in the high 40s, I think 48 to 49. So, owning a business here in Maryland right now, not the best times, but, it goes back to what I said earlier, just not making excuses and not taking no for an answer and not letting anybody hold you down. Could it be easier? Absolutely. But, we have that dog in us, as I like to say all the time, that immigrant mentality that nobody else can take away from us, that chip on our shoulder, and we're going to make it through no matter what.
Yeah, Johnny, and that's coming from somebody. You're not running for office. You're just simply stating facts. You're out there every day trying to earn an honest, hard dollar. And you mentioned CNBC, actually Maryland, a number of different stats there, and they ranked 49th out of 50 for its overall economy, the second worst in the country ahead, I think, of only Rhode Island. And that was when they looked into economic growth and jobs and the fiscal health and strength of major companies, things I was talking about earlier. And Maryland received an F in that category. But you're right, I think 36th overall in the broader rankings. And it's important to have somebody like you on here to talk about how significant that is, because nobody can point to Johnny and say, well, he's a radio host or a Republican candidate like me or an office holder. No, you're just a small businessman. You're employing hundreds of people. You're a family business. You've been around for 52 years. You've seen the change in policy, the change in politics, and you've seen what works and what doesn't. And I just really appreciate you taking the time to come on today. We will definitely be seeing Jimmy's Famous Seafood at the Freedom Festival, and I hope you have a great weekend. Say hi to Tony for me. Thanks again, Johnny, for coming on. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey & Company.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. In times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Sean Casey here. When you invest in your home, you want craftsmanship that looks right and lasts.
G. Krug & Son has been creating and restoring custom metalwork in Baltimore since 1810. From railings and gates to unique architectural details, every project is built with care. See what more than two centuries of experience can bring to your home. Visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. 410-752-3166.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update with this morning's traffic. Chuck.
Can't catch a break here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They just now pushed a vehicle out of the left tube that was southbound in one of the traveled lanes. So the two lanes are open again now in the left tunnel southbound. All this backup was caused by a tractor trailer more than an hour ago southbound on 95 before Camden Yards. The shell of that tractor trailer is still off to the right side, still blocking the right lane. Three lanes are getting by. We were making a little progress, and then we ran into this new problem here, which just cleared from the left tube on the southbound side. So the tail end of this backup now on 95 is still dead solid right here. I'm looking at it live right here at the ramp at Moravia Road. The ramp from Moravia Road getting on to 95 is just sitting there. And from this point to go through the tunnel past that vehicle fire could be an hour. Now for that traffic, 895 is backed up to Moravia Road as well. Not many options, folks. If you know your way through the city, that's a viable option coming in Pulaski Highway, picking up Orleans Street, Franklin Street through there, maybe going around the Beltway and using the JFX southbound to come into downtown that way, and then pick up Camden Yards from there. You've gone completely around it. There are a lot of situations here, but major delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s, chance for stray showers or storm. This weekend should be dry and temps starting to warm back up into next week. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Chris, and that was, I really appreciate Johnny coming on because it is really a different perspective. And a lot of people don't see or hear about the struggles it took to get to where they are. But I was just, yeah, talk a little bit about the business environment. And I it was like, I said maybe Baltimore City, but I didn't want to put him in a spot because who knows, Baltimore City might start sending like the health inspector or something to, you never know.
You never know.
But he really, he understands business and he talked about some of the different challenges that they face. And of course, you know, he said it's not an easy place in the state of Maryland to do business.
It can't be. No, it's not for the faint of heart, right? I know a few myself. And we were just saying off the break, and I was telling, I don't know them personally, but I've been to the restaurant a couple times, obviously, and CBM's had some events there. And I love, like, the creativity. Like, I was telling you, I'm a millennial, like, a child of the late 80s, early 90s, and they had, like, a Saved by the Bell sort of theme bar back in April. I went to an event they had. It was awesome. They have a great relationship with Trump's small business administrator, Kelly Loeffler. And I think they've been working, and they, first of all, it shows the Trump administration's actually trying to reach out to businesses, and they're not just writing off blue states, assuming we're all crazy. So, luckily, Jimmy Seafood and their family and others have been able to like speak out and say, "Here's what at least would help from the federal government." The federal government can't always control what the state government is doing, but they're trying to relieve the burden on the small businesses. So, I think it's awesome that they've been able to be a spokesperson for all of Maryland small businesses. But they had an event where she came, and it sounds like there's a lot of creativity. I mean, I could never be an entrepreneur. I don't have that kind of brain, and I admire anyone who does, but you know, you were saying how not only do they work really hard, but even though they've reached a point of success, that they don't take that for granted. They still work. They do, like he was saying, I'll still do any job I would ask anyone else to do. And they constantly change up the restaurant. It seems like they have different deals. They have different styles. I mean, that takes a lot of work. Some people like to get to it and be like, all right, well, you know, why fix what's not broken? But it sounds like they're constantly innovating. Is what I guess you have to
and
do.
One of the you're exactly right, and one of the things that we forget about is to talk about my next story, which I know a lot of people are probably going to want to chime into this because it talked about small business and what affects small business. How about another story? I'm so sick of this, of this large crowd gathering. I shouldn't say large crowd gathering. This just creating chaos near Towson, right near the town center on Wednesday, prompting the police here to respond. That ended with an arrest. It looks like, so there's an update to this story that I'll get to in a minute, but the first story that I had from yesterday that I didn't get to here in my notes is that on August 26th, around 7:45 p.m., officers responded to the unit block of Allegheny Avenue, that is right in the heart of Towson near the Circle, and it says, in reference to a check on location, and they arrested one person still on the scene. As this was, this is the report from real time, but as of 9 p.m., police did not say what led to the arrest or provide details about the crowd, including ages or why officers were needed in the area. Well, there's an update to the story here that I saw, that a large crowd, it says, gathered near Silk's Sports Bar in Towson Wednesday night, causing major disruption and forcing the business. This would be the same equivalent to Johnny. It's a bar and restaurant to shut down for the evening. Silk says the gathering had nothing to do with the bar, so it wasn't like a DJ or promotion or a social media campaign or drink special or anything like that. The crowd grew and people began entering from the nearby Allegheny Avenue parking lot. The bar contacted police and closed to protect employees. So there, here you have employees trying to make an honest dollar again.
Yep.
Maybe a bartender or a waitress, they're trying to pay it for college, or single mom or dad, whatever, that can't get paid that night because these thugs are going out there and ruining the social experience, harming businesses, danger for every citizen and civilian in the nearby area. And Silk said a door was broken as people tried to force their way inside. Residents say hundreds of people filled nearby parking lots with complaints of loud music, marijuana use, disorderly behavior. Baltimore County Police responded, and two college-age men were arrested. I'm going to have more on this story when we come back, but for now, we're going to check in with Maggie Hunter and an update on this morning's local news.
Good morning. This brought to you by Audiology Associates. From the WCBM Maryland News Center, Fox 45 reports that State's Attorney Ivan Bates and Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley announced an indictment of a woman who drove her vehicle at a police officer on a bike after he tried to issue her a parking citation. Tamia Anderson is charged with first and second degree assault, fleeing and eluding, and related traffic offenses after she struck Baltimore police officer Lawrence Fasano's patrol bike when he attempted to give her a parking citation. On August 13th, around 9:50 p.m., Fasano took a 2022 pink Tesla Model 3 illegally parked in the 1900 block of Thames Street. Fasano spoke with Anderson and advised her that she would be receiving a parking ticket for the infraction and to remain at the scene. Police body-worn camera video showed that Anderson got into her vehicle, placed it in drive, and performed a U-turn to face Fasano. Authorities arrested a Baltimore police officer after DNA evidence linked him to the on-duty rape of a woman from Edgewood, officials announced Thursday. Harford County Sheriff's Office said they detained BPD officer Daniel Oxendine on August 27th following a months-long investigation. Detectives started their inquiry on June 3rd after responding to a local hospital where a woman told staff she had been sexually assaulted. Investigator learned Oxendine was on duty in Baltimore City when he encountered the victim while handling a separate call. According to the sheriff's office, the woman asked for transportation back to her Edgewood home, and Oxendine's supervisor gave him permission to drive her there. And homicide detectives are investigating Thursday night after a man was shot and killed in southeast Baltimore, Baltimore police confirmed. On August 27th at around 8:42 p.m., officers responded to the 500 block of North Lakewood Avenue for a report of a shooting. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal.
So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup at both the tunnels at least an hour now, and maybe longer. The tail end of the backup on 95 is now actually on 95 South in Rosedale, back near the Chesico Avenue Bridge. All of this from a vehicle fire that happened way early this morning, southbound near 395 at Camden Yards. At one point, only one lane was getting by. The right lane now still remains closed at the scene. The cleanup is still underway. Big backups. We're making some progress. At least we're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the four lanes open. Then we go down to three right there at the scene. But the backups are horrendous on both 95 and 895, backed up to and beyond the city-county line. So, again, if you know your way through the city, Pulaski Highway into Orleans Street, Franklin Street, pick up St. Paul Street, downtown to Camden Yards, you've gone completely around all of that. A lot of traffic-like delays, but that's one option from getting away from all of this stuff over on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. Few clouds hanging around there. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be in the mid-80s. You have a chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm as we get into the afternoon. Drier conditions for the weekend with temperatures hotter next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCVN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Nice comeback effort by the Birds yesterday, but an early blast dooms Baltimore.
Hammered high and deep to center. Cows are to the track, to the line. Jordan's first. Bush Stadium bomb to the Bird.
So carry with the call on Cardinals TV. Blaze Jordan's three-run shot, one of two homers allowed by Trevor Rogers. First time that's happened to the left-hander since May. And the Cardinals ride it to a 7-5 win over the O's. Birds have to settle for 2 of 3 in St. Louis. Now, the Birds did rally with 4 in the 8th, 3 courtesy of a Kobe Mayo blast, but ultimately too little too late. After the game, Rogers was asked about the recent spate of home runs that he's allowed.
Good pitch selection, really bad execution. When you throw a changeup, middle-middle is pretty much like a BP fastball at that point. So
Rogers' numbers, he's given up home runs now in 5 straight starts, 6 total over 28 innings. Now compare that to his previous 10 starts, 2 homers allowed over 61 innings pitched. Ravens and the Commanders tonight at M&T Bank Stadium. The starters won't start for Baltimore, but nevertheless, attention being paid to one in particular, and that is Lamar Jackson, trying to master new footwork, new play calls, and in general, Declan Doyle's new offense. NFL analyst Manti Te'o believes in Lamar.
And the reason why Lamar is going to have a better bounce back here is because Lamar has a better supporting cast. When you have the ability to hand the ball off to a Hall of Famer like Derrick Henry, they signed Zay Flowers to that mega contract for a reason. That's his security blanket. And you understand who his offensive coordinator is, with Declan Doyle.
Now, perhaps the biggest question, though, the Ravens face as the season draws near is the interior of that offensive line. The All-Pro center is gone. We don't really know his replacement. And a rookie, albeit top notch, starts at right guard. Tight end Mark Andrews was asked about that.
It's a group that's meshing and it's cohesive, and Coach Led and all those guys are just focusing on the communication. Really, that's a position where they all got to be on the same page, us as two with them, and the more that we're able to do that, the better things are going to happen. And
Ravens and Commanders tonight at 6 p.m. at the stadium downtown. NFL preseason action last night. The Bills came back and beat the Steelers in Buffalo 28-27. Browns over the Patriots in Cleveland 37-13. Local college football opened last night at United Stadium. Maine turns back a late Towson rally, beating the Tigers 21-18, the final. And finally, a Dallas judge signed an order yesterday that prohibits the NCAA and the SEC from stopping 3 players currently on NFL rosters from returning to college to play one more year. Now, one of them is Daquan Wright, who was on the Browns roster. He's hoping to enroll at LSU. The exact dollar amount of Daquan Wright's LSU NIL offer has not been publicly disclosed, but his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said that he stands to make more money playing for LSU than he would have made with the Browns. The time now is 7:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness?
Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Walt Phillips right here on WCBM, Sunday afternoons at 3. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Walt is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Walt's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Now back to Casey and Company in the Morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here today. I'm filling in for Sean Casey. You are listening to Casey and Company on WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. During the break, I was on Twitter here, and I came across this clip really quick. I don't know, Christian, if you have it here. It is Jill Biden. Jill Biden says Joe Biden should be remembered as, you won't believe this one, ladies and gentlemen, let's play cut one here.
And he decided to step aside. I mean, I thought what he did was heroic. I mean, he gave up everything.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it was his decision. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that it's revealed in history. Mm-hmm. And that becomes Joe's legacy, that he did it for, because he believed in, you know, listening to the American people.
All right. And I thought it was, that's all I need to hear. So you have Jill Biden saying Joe Biden should be remembered as a hero for dropping out in 2024. I thought, quote, what he did was heroic. Talk about heroes. I know how hard it would be, but he did it. All right. First of all, he was pushed out. Second of all, he should have never been running for re-election. Third of all, we know that he's very sick, unfortunately. I mean, I'm not wishing bad health on anyone, but I just came across that, and I also just came across this. I wasn't planning on talking about this story, but let's talk about a real hero. This is ridiculous, the idea that Joe Biden somehow was a hero because the Democrat Party pushed him out, knowing how poor of a performance he gave during the debate, knowing he would have lost, knowing that he wasn't in the health or capable of running for four more years, by the way. But I want to talk about a real hero, the Baltimore County Police. This came across when I was going through my Instagram just a couple moments ago. Each year, the Baltimore County Police pauses to honor the memory of officers whose courage and sacrifice have left an enduring legacy. On August 28, 2013, Officer First Class Jason Schneider, a member of the department's tactical unit, was shot and killed while assisting in the execution of a search and seizure warrant linked to a shooting the day before. When the tactical unit entered the home, they encountered armed suspects who opened fire on the officers. Officer Schneider was struck during the exchange. He passed away at the Adams Crowley Shock Trauma Center at the University of Maryland Medical Center that same morning. Today, members of the Baltimore County Police Department honor the memory of Officer Schneider by wearing a memorial ribbon bar on their uniforms or mourning band on their badges. His name is inscribed on a monument located at the Patriot Plaza in Towson, alongside other fallen heroes who died in the line of duty. Yes, that is a true hero, ladies and gentlemen. Officer First Class Jason Schneider. God bless the Schneider family. Rest in peace. What was that? I just had it here. But that was 2013. Lost but not forgotten. Joe Biden, a hero. No, that is a hero. I was talking about Towson before the break, and the Baltimore County Police responded when two college-age men were arrested, charged with disorderly conduct here. A police scanner, listen to this, talk about the police. A police scanner called, even described the situation as a potential riot. Yes, that's how bad it was. It was described as a potential riot on the police scanner and raised concerns of overcrowding. It says here, the bigger concern from residents and business owners is the damage these gatherings are doing to Towson. And that is the point I was making. You have tax and regulations that cause challenges, create massive challenges for our businesses. But then you throw in these basically riots. Let's call it what it is. These riots that disrupt legitimate businesses, they create public safety problems, and they make people question whether or not to attend these businesses, to attend this area. These gatherings keep happening, these safety issues. Number one, enough is enough. I'm so sick of seeing these stories and these headlines. We have seen it, and it just popped up on Fox Baltimore's monitor here. The Rotunda the other day, the young juveniles right out of school wreaking havoc. Again, the Towson Town Center. We've seen it at White Marsh Mall, other places throughout the area. These large crowds and fights breaking out. Stores are disrupted. They had the little motor scooter. They drove right through the glass and shattered the glass in one of the little side stores at the Rotunda. Families scared to shop there. It's out of control. Out of control. But let's check in with Chuck Whitaker, get an update before we return back to this story. Chuck?
I brought to you as a service of Lead East 2026, the world's greatest oldies party. It's next weekend, begins Thursday through the weekend in Parsippany, New Jersey. That'll be a big deal. Only the right lane is still blocked here at this vehicle fire. It was a tractor trailer many hours ago now, southbound on I-95 before Camden Yards. And as a result, that backup is all the way back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and back through the area of the city-county line. 895, of course, takes all the overflow traffic, and 895 is still backed up towards Moravia Road. So we're getting three lanes by at the scene, but it's a heavy delay for the traffic coming south. And again, not going away anytime soon. They have to get this vehicle cleared away, maybe offloaded, and then the wreckers have to come in and remove that vehicle. So the right lane is still affected. You come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, stay to the center and the left. We're looking at 45 minutes to more than an hour delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Join us for a mega shake, rattle, and roll weekend with poodle skirts, leather jackets, cool cars, and more. It's the world's greatest oldies party next weekend in Parsippany, New Jersey. Get all the information at leadeast.net. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s. Chance for stray showers or storm this weekend. Those should be dry, and temps start warming back up into next week. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. 410-922-6680. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. I'll give a minute or two for a caller here. Again, 410-922-6680. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, join Maggie Hunter, Chuck, myself, and, well, I'm not playing. I know the stories, but Kristen will be playing. How long should Chuck? Easy, Chuck. How long should we wait here? What do you think? 30 more seconds, or should we just play without a contestant?
Anybody? One Mississippi.
Let's play
two
with
Mississippi.
Ourselves.
Oh, do we have Chuck? That's, come on. That's great. All right, looks like we might have a contestant. Kristen is about to plug Sue in Federalsburg into play with us. So, Sue, if you're listening, I will get started here. Story number one. If Kristen will just bring her in. Yep. Story number one. Good to go? All right. Thank you, Kristen. Sue, good morning. Do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
How about second?
Sue's going second.
Oh, savage.
Nyah, nyah, nyah.
Well, thank you for calling in on such short notice there. I should have been promoting this a little while ago. But our first story today, in Germany, a donkey on the loose. You're not the only ass in this story, Chuck.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Your ass.
Sorry.
Yeah. Remember?
Stop. It takes one to know one.
Ooh. Burn. Ooh.
A donkey on the loose in northern Germany attacked two motorists by jumping into their van on Friday, kicking and biting them, along with a third woman who tried to help restrain the aggressive equine, police said. The incident south in the coastal city of, I don't even know how to say this, so I'll just move on, came on to an end as the animal's owner intervened to secure the animal. The police in the town said in a statement, passerbys noticed the donkey, whose name is Freddy, and a horse were running loose at a roundabout in the town of Hulsel. The motorist tried to secure the donkey, which became very aggressive, jumped into the van. The 33-year-old woman who tried to help was rushed to the hospital for a head injury, where she later died as a result.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Number two, the CBC, that is defending internal guidance. I believe that is the Canadian Broadcast Channel. Mm. Defending internal guidance, telling its journalists not to describe the September 11th attacks as terrorist attacks unless that characterization is attributed to someone else. The guidance surfaced ahead of the 25th anniversary of 9/11 and reflects what the CBC says is longstanding policy of treating words like terrorist and terrorism as politically and emotionally loaded. Instead, CBC prefers using such as the September 11th attacks and descriptions of the hijackings and plane crashes themselves. The network says the same policy has been used for other attacks, including the London and Madrid bombings. And number three, President Donald Trump signed an executive order renaming Lake Ontario a Lake America amid the escalating U.S.-Canada trade dispute. The order directs federal agencies to use the new name in the federal records, but states, Canada, and international bodies are not required to adopt it. But New York's governor, Kathy Hochul, rejected the change, saying New York will continue calling it Lake Ontario, and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers mocked the move, while Republican Vermont Governor Phil Scott called it petty and disappointing and urged the U.S. and Canada to negotiate instead of escalating tensions. So is it story number one, the rogue donkey causing a fatality? Is it story number two, the CBC's left-wing take on calling terrorism what it is, terrorism? Or is it number three, the governor of New York and the governor of Wisconsin and the governor of Vermont, all of them at odds with President Trump on the new name change of this lake? So we'll go with Maggie first.
I'm going to go with number three as the fake.
Maggie goes with number three. And Sue, what do you think?
It's between, excuse me. Oh, no voice. Frog on my throat. It's either number one or number two. And number one was so crazy. I believe that it could have caused a fatality. I didn't look it up, so I'm not cheating. But I'm going to go with number one.
Number one from Sue. So, Kristen, what do you think?
This is hard. I think it could all be true in the world we live in, but I think one and two are crazy enough to be true. I think number three is partly true, but I'm not sure all of that was true. So I'll say three.
Kristen goes number three. And finally, Chuck.
I think you threw us a curveball on three, so I'm going to go three.
All right. Well, I tried to make it tough today, and we'll start off. Number three is, in fact, completely true.
Oh, no.
They are not happy with President Trump. So, yes, the governors and Kathy Hochul, the New York governor, rejected the change. New York will continue calling it Lake Ontario. But, yes, that is a true story. Number two sounds pretty outrageous, right? There's no way that the Canadian Broadcasting Channel would refuse to call September 11th terrorist attacks, right?
You might hurt somebody's feelings, you.
But no, it is, in fact, a true story. And number one is, so Sue, you are correct here, only the fake news story of the day, because the 33-year-old woman who tried to help required hospital treatment while the murderer sustained minor injuries and did not die. Yes,
it's so these details that
it's
always
the details. I'm making them tough.
I'm going to have to look that one up, though, because I could see a donkey jumping out and
it's all
an accident.
Yeah.
I've actually been kicked by a goat, not a donkey.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Shout out to one of our listeners who sent that story in today. So thank you, Sue, for playing. Hold on the line. We are going to a quick break. We'll be back. Nino Mangione with Casey and Company.
Sean Casey back again with my good friend Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, our local real estate expert. You know, we spent some time over the years talking about the great work your company does helping charities like Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But in addition, you're also helping our veterans and first responders with discounts and special programs.
That's right, Sean. Our veterans and first responders using VA or FHA loans are getting edged out by cash and conventional financing offers. It's not fair that those that serve are having to pay up to 11% more just to be competitive. So we're turning the tables in order to level the playing field and give our veterans and anyone using an FHA loan the advantage once again. Our Guaranteed Close program provides assurance that when a seller accepts an offer from one of our buyers, they'll close on time or we'll step in and buy it for the contracted price.
That's incredible news, Vinny. So if you're a veteran or plan on using an FHA loan, call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's check in with an update in traffic and Chuck Whitaker.
Total gridlock from problems earlier on 95 southbound in the city of Camden Yards. The remains of the tractor trailer fire still there, and it's still blocking the right lane. We're getting three lanes by, but the backup is solid on 95 all the way back to Moravia Road, back to the city county line, 895. I'm looking at you live here, dead stopped almost right now at Moravia Road. So all of this combined, and with all this heavy traffic, hour delay, maybe even more than an hour right now, southbound, both on 895 and 95, trying to go through the tunnels. Again, if you know your way around, Pulaski Highway, westbound, picking up Orleans Street to Franklin Street, St. Paul Street takes you downtown. Pick up Camden Yards there. You're ahead of the pack and on your way once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast update. Partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s, chance for stray showers or storm. This weekend should be dry and temps start warming back up into next week. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. I was talking about Towson, another one of these chaotic crowds. The police scanner even thought it could be a potential riot. Not much more to say other than enough is enough, and I'm so sick of seeing these stories and headlines. And again, I mean, it happened when these were just kids at the Rotunda, earlier this week, then the Towson Town Center. We've seen stuff like this there, White Marsh Mall, other places throughout our area, and then these large crowds show up with fights breaking out, and businesses and stores are all disrupted. Families are too scared to want to shop there. I mean, if you're a mom, why would a mom want to go shopping for her children or herself or her grandchildren if she keeps hearing about these stories? And why would she want to get caught in the middle of this? Now, I know this was at nighttime, probably not the time that a mom would go shopping or a dad, whatever. But what does this do to employees? What does this do to the business and the communities there that depend on these shopping centers for jobs? I mean, this is not harmless behavior. And if you're fighting or damaging property and blocking traffic, refusing lawful orders from police, there needs to be some type of consequence. But that's the thing. It's so bad now, and these juveniles are so out of control. I came across this video on Twitter. It's the at the DMV Live. And this is in Washington, D.C. And there's a bunch of juveniles in broad daylight here. It says, this is the tweet, and it's with the video, and I was watching the video. It says, it happens again, exclamation point, while driving through the area, I noticed a fight had broken out between kids in front of the Metro bus at Gallery Place, Chinatown Metro in Washington, D.C., this time right in the middle of H Street. This is the fourth day in a row now, the page says. D.C. police and Federal Protective Services arrived and tried to break up the fight. Eventually, police were able to break up the fight, but the group of kids remain in the area. Just unbelievable. I mean, there is a police presence there. You even have the federal help there. And yet they're still causing havoc in the streets. Broad daylight. I mean, there needs to be, for the more severe ones, there needs to be, you know, obviously accountability, especially, I mean, juvenile, there's some type of, for the less severe, but still, enough is enough. There needs to be some type of community service. If you're just fighting in the middle of the streets, if you're a juvenile, something has to happen here with accountability and repercussions to allowing takeovers, complete takeovers. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, but of these public squares and fights just carrying on over into the streets, broad daylight, requiring massive police presence, like less than the Towson issue. I mean, this is out of control, and it is happening all of the time. We're going to ask Pat Dyer about this when he comes on next hour. Pat Dyer, the Republican nominee for the Baltimore County Executive Office, will be joining us in around 8:06, in about 10 minutes. And we're going to be talking about that, this issue, and a host of others. One issue, actually, is the Warren Road Bridge. Yes, and this has been all over the news recently, where the Baltimore County Public Schools have decided they're no longer going to send the school buses across. This bridge, by the way, is over 100 years old. And that reverses the school's position where mid-July, I actually emailed the school system as my role as a councilman when some constituents were reaching out about this, whether or not they were going to consider rerouting these buses to avoid this bridge because of the safety issues. And the transportation officials said that avoiding the bridge would significantly increase the travel time for some students, but the buses... So they weren't going to do that. But now the buses that would have previously crossed the bridge over the reservoir will not use the alternative routes. So this is a major development here. This whole situation with the bridge, the Baltimore City maintains that the bridge is safe for vehicles operating within the posted weight restrictions and says it should, that it remains open to regular traffic. But well, I'm going to touch on this with Pat Dyer, if not on my own, after we finish the interview. But I have a take on this. There's things that can and need to be done. Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, back in just a minute.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The death toll continues to rise. Hundreds of people are still unaccounted for along Nepal's border with Tibet, where a wall of water, a mountain of mud and debris wiped entire villages off the map.
Rescuers have pulled survivors from mud and helicopters have lifted people to safety after flash floods hit Nepal and China. Nepal's Disaster Management Authority has reported over 500 deaths, while on the Chinese side, the toll is so far under 10. Hundreds of foreigners were in the area on work, trekking or pilgrimage projects. Authorities are now warning of more flooding from a new lake. Thousands have been evacuated and rescue operations continue. Families worldwide in over 30 countries are hoping for news of their missing loved ones. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
And President Trump is following developments.
That's terrible. No, and we've called Nepal and we've offered any help that they need. You know, we have a very good relationship with Nepal, and that was a brutal, that was mud and water as a mixture. Nobody's ever seen anything quite like that. We're very powerful, strong, you know, strong, well-built buildings were wiped out like they were toothpicks.
About 90 Americans are among the missing in Nepal. The president's attempt to combat fraud in voting by mail has hit a brick wall. A federal judge again putting the effort on hold. Remember when President Trump renamed the Gulf of Mexico not that long ago? Well, he's done it again. This time it's Lake Ontario, which becomes Lake America. He signed an executive order, which the Canadians say doesn't hold water with them. To them, that magnificent body of water remains Lake Ontario. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures narrowly mixed ahead of the opening bell. The Dow futures are up 22 points, NASDAQ futures down 88, and the S&P futures are off 2.5 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in four categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get five stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. Five stars every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with five stars in every category. Just dial pound 250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, pound 250, micro. And yes.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
In total gridlock this morning because of the tractor trailer, which was on fire early this morning. And now we're down to two lanes again, southbound at the scene. They have a wrecker in the area now, so they block the right and the right center lane. So two lanes are getting by. So that's just going to add to the backup, which has already been there this morning. And at one point, we only had a single lane. The backup on 95 all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the way back to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up through the city county line, Moravia Road, and into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 60 minutes, maybe longer, for the traffic southbound. Total gridlock, not going away anytime soon. We've offered the one detour. You know your way through the city. Pulaski Highway becomes Orleans Street. You take Orleans Street, that becomes Franklin Street. St. Paul Street takes you downtown to Camden Yards. You get on 95 there, and you're gone. You're way ahead of this situation here on 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. Few clouds hanging around there. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be in the mid-80s. You know, the chance for a pop-up shower thunderstorm as we get into the afternoon. Drier conditions for the weekend with temperatures hotter next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in Pikesville, 65 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a school bus driver from Montgomery County Public Schools died Tuesday after experiencing a medical emergency and crashing, officials said. According to Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service, crews were first dispatched to Poplarwood Place and Central Avenue around 3 p.m. At the time, officials said the driver had likely experienced a medical emergency before veering into trees and a utility pole. Baltimore City has filed an emergency motion asking for a temporary stay on a court order, requiring the city to turn over information requested by the Inspector General's office. Judge Pamela White made the ruling Monday and denied a motion to dismiss the IG's lawsuit, claiming the city is blocking access to key records. The city is asking that the order be put on hold as appeals the judge's August 14th and 24th ruling that the IG's subpoenas are not in conflict with the Maryland Public Information Act. According to The Sun, the city claims the records could contain information covered by attorney-client privilege, medical confidentiality, or other laws. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 382. The pick four, 9234. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Eddie Hughes, founder of Hughes Mechanical, serving Maryland and Delaware for over 14 years. We love what we do, and more importantly, we love helping people. Whether it's your AC going down in the summer heat or a plumbing problem catching you off guard, we've got you covered. Call us today and mention you heard us here, and we'll waive your diagnostic fee completely free. We also offer free estimates and second opinions. We're not here to sell you, we're here to serve you. Check us out online at HughesHeatingAndAir.com and experience the Hughes difference. Be educated, not sold.
The previous owners of Giovanni's Restaurant now manage the Main Street Tower Restaurant in Bel Air and now offer great Giovanni's menu items at Main Street Tower for indoor and outdoor dining. Main Street Tower Restaurant opens 7 days a week for some of the best dining found in Maryland. Enjoy affordable, upscale cuisine inspired by the famous legacy of Giovanni at Main Street Tower, Bel Air. Stop by today or find them online, mainstreettower.com. That's mainstreettower.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name, get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The O's and A's tonight in Sacramento, and here's the math. The Birds 3 games back in the playoff chase with 28 to play following yesterday's 7-5 loss to the Cardinals. Cubby Mayo had a 3-run shot for Baltimore.
Losses aren't great right now, but if you win 2 out of 3 for a few series in a row, you're going to have a lot of wins and you're going to make some ground up.
Brandon Young throws for Baltimore tonight at 9:40 p.m. The Birds are 17-5 when he starts. Ravens football tonight against the Commanders at 6 p.m. One of the guys on the roster bubble is linebacker Ethan Burke, an undrafted free agent out of Texas. He's been impressive over the summer. Burke was asked what he's been able to take from the vets.
I mean, so much, man. Mike's always had my back. Trey, T-Rob, just great veterans in this room to learn from. Like, couldn't be more blessed to be here learning from all those guys. So
an undrafted rookie free agent has made the Baltimore Ravens initial 53-man roster in 21 of the last 22 seasons. The lone exception was 2020, when the COVID-19 pandemic canceled the preseason and prevented undrafted players from properly auditioning for jobs. And finally, how about this one? Last night, Al Michaels on Prime TV calling Patriots Browns from Cleveland, the network showing an overhead shot of the lake, and Michael saying this.
That is Lake Erie. We think it is still called Lake Erie on the right. We're not quite sure at this point.
Yeah.
But we'll be by Lake something like Ontario or whatever it's going to be called by the time we get to Buffalo. Anyway.
An obvious dig on President Trump. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be a big weekend at Daytona. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Third hour here. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, happy Friday, and I hope you all have a great weekend where Sean will be returning back to this microphone Monday morning at 6 a.m. So it is with great pleasure to welcome back to the show today my running mate and, of course, my good friend, Pat Dyer, who is running to become the next Baltimore County Executive. I teamed up with Pat, and I just want to say this because Baltimore County, I truly believe, is at an actual crossroads here because we cannot continue down the same path with the same Democrat political machine, the same failed policies, the same disappointing results. We saw what happened in Towson two nights ago. We can demand something better. And that's what Pat Dyer is, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a career politician. He is a successful businessman. He knows how to lead. He knows how to make tough decisions, how to get results. And he represents something that is fresh and different and really something that Baltimore County desperately needs. And I've said it from day one, Pat Dyer would make an incredible county executive, and I am proud to stand with him. Pat, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nino. Good morning to you and all your listeners, and I'm proud to stand with you. You're doing a good job.
Well, I appreciate it, Pat, and let's just get right into it. We'll talk about Towson. I was talking about it before the break, and we read on Wednesday about another meetup. They use the words meetup. It's really just a mini riot, but in Towson, where police had to be deployed, there was arrests made. So I'll ask you, I mean, what is going on here with this terrible behavior, and what do you really think can or needs to be done?
Well, I attended all three of those public forums, and we were led by the officials to ponder the question, is it perception or is it reality? Well, here it is reality. And, I also organized a ride along with the Baltimore County Police Department, and they will tell you the same thing. It is reality. That's a situation that's just got out of hand the other evening. We had businesses that had to shut their doors. That's totally unacceptable. Businesses in Towson are struggling as it is right now. So there's a lot of solutions I will bring to the table. But But first, not only were the police was the police department called in, but you had the fire department that was called in. And again, you're just taxing all the resources. This is totally unnecessary. One of the residents of Towson just said, how did this happen? People were smoking marijuana. They were drinking, obviously just getting out of hand. And that caused the situation to spiral. There was a Silk's was a restaurant operation that had to shut down all business functions. That's just totally unacceptable. And you know, it comes down to simple things. I had a resident in West Towson stop me the other day. She said, look, we just want to be able to walk in our neighborhood. That's what it comes down to. So what are we going to do about it? We need more police officers, Nino. And we're going to need more first responders overall. There has to be some stricter curfews on some of these on these kids under 18. They need to be accompanied by a parent. There's possibility of expanding some type of public partnership with mall and other businesses, possibly a security grant for the local merchants. We just need to have more community support. Obviously, tougher sentence, and put some deterrence measures in place so this does not happen.
Pat, hold that thought for just a moment. We're going to check in here with Chuck Whitaker and a traffic update on what's going on the roads this morning. Chuck?
All right, so it's still gridlock. It's been this way since way early this morning. We had the tractor-trailer fire on 95 southbound before Camden Yards, and they were still working to clean that up at last check, and they've turned the camera the other way. They really need to get back so we can see what's happening at that scene. Doesn't matter what's happening south of the Camden Yards area. We need to see the actual scene right there at 395. But at last check, 10 minutes ago, they had now blocked another lane with the cleanup underway to get that tractor trailer out of there. So all of that combined backed up the Fort McHenry Tunnel all the way back to the city-county line. 895 didn't have much choice. They had to go over there, and all their lanes have been open the whole time, but they're still backed up to Moravia Road. So long delays, at least an hour, if not longer, coming south around the city-county line. Again, I'll just tell you again, if you know their way around coming into the city, Pulaski Highway becomes Orleans Street. Orleans Street becomes Franklin. Pick up St. Paul Street down to the city at Harbor Place, and then work your way over to 395. You'll be well on your way and around that incident on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s, chance for a stray showers or storms. This weekend, those should be dry and temps start warming back up into next week. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We are joined by Pat Dyer, the Republican nominee for the Baltimore County executive position. We were just talking about Towson and these ongoing many riots and the chaos that ensues when there are these illegal gatherings. I need myself, Pat, to look in. You were just given some solutions, and I'll get back to you in just a second. I need to look into, and we need to figure out about tougher penalties for anyone who knowingly uses social media, by the way, to organize any of these illegal gatherings where people ultimately end up or encouraged to fight or commit crimes or damage property. I mean, even blocking traffic, they ignore the police. I mean, if you organize this type of chaos and you use social media to do so, you should be held responsible. But I'm going to get back to your take. You were on this topic before we move on to the next one.
Well, sure. You got to hold people responsible for organizing these gatherings. It's disrupting all of Towson. If you talk to some of the residents, it's really causing chaos. And they're questioning, how is this even allowed to happen? I mean, there's a lot of illegal activity just happening on the street corners. They're jamming up the parking lots, and it's unsafe. You got to call the police departments, and you got to call the fire departments in. And it's just, you know, they're blasting loud music, smoking marijuana, just being overall disruptive. It's got to stop. It's not conducive to build the business. You have a business closing. The Silks, they had to shut down their operations, and it gets back to safety. And the number one job as a county executive, I feel, is your safety. That's going to be my number one priority. Also, first line item in my budget is going to be first responders, and I'm going to get more police officers because this is going to require more additional police officers. to handle these type of situations, and we've got to disperse the when the people gather and they become disruptive. We've got to disperse this crowd. It's got to stop.
Well, then, Pat, I have to, no, we're not going to break yet, no. Okay, never mind, sorry. Well, Pat, you may have seen the newspaper article recently. I'm going to pivot here to the Inspector General issue, and I briefly highlighted this earlier in the show, but the interim Inspector General has resigned his position, and as a member of the council, I met with him. I'm an impressive guy, and I want to get your thoughts on the need for an independent inspector general in Baltimore County. Such an important position.
It is. It is a very important position, and I'm going to make it very clear. My administration is going to have complete transparency. This, like you just mentioned, this gentleman was a very qualified person, and front page of made the front page of the News Sun paper yesterday. Deputy IG resigns just months after taking roles, and it kind of comes back to transparency. What exactly is happening? Apparently, they just released a report, first one this year. It's been a 7-month stretch that we've really had any type of report on the county or a report from the IG, and you know, days later, he resigns. So one way or another, Nino, when I'm county executive, we are going to have a strong, independent IG. I believe that that is totally necessary. I'm going to either appoint one or we're going to have one through the vote that is coming up. So that is, we need this transparency. We need to watch. So, you know, the Baltimore County is equally as large as five states. I mean, it's a large jurisdiction. To have no oversight is unconscionable, is uncalled for. Again, it comes back to transparency. Our citizens, our residents, our taxpayers deserve to know that their government is working for them, that they're honest, that they're being fair with them. The watchdog is in place. We pay our taxes. We need to know that our resources are being watched over, and that's they're going to get that with me, Nino.
Well, Pat, there's a couple other items I want to ask you about here, including the violent crime is the issue, but this image of our Democrat opponent here, of Julian Jones, with this defund the police, anti-police activist. I want to ask you about that in a moment and a couple other questions when we return. But before we go any further, I want to welcome to the show Vinny Steo. Vinny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nino. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. And you join us every week at this time. And you are the Maryland and Pennsylvania real estate expert, Vinny Steo. So you're the owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny has the buyers up front, written guarantees, and the answer to your real estate questions, vinnysteo.com. So I'm glad to have you here. And once they're completely moved out and settled in their new homes, you step in, you get them homes sold for top dollar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Nino. And, I wanted to shift gears a little bit this morning and this week and open up our mailbag because we had a great question this week from a WCBM listener. Anthony was asking, should I wait for rates to drop before I sell my current home and buy a new one? And it's a great question, Anthony. So it really depends on your goals, but waiting could be that you're facing higher prices and more buyer competition as those rates start to drop. So many sellers are feeling stuck because we've got those low inventory levels we've been talking about. And that's why our Buy Before You Sell program gives you the flexibility and freedom to take your time finding that perfect home to move to before you sell.
And once they're completely moved out and settled into their new home, you step in and get their home sold for top dollar.
Yeah, that's right, Nino. But there's a difference. And anybody can promise to sell your home for top dollar. We actually guarantee it up front and in writing.
And if you can't get their price, you'll pay the difference. That's the way more than any other real estate company is doing out there.
Yeah, that's why we call our company, Nino, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, where our name is our promise and written guarantee.
You guys take the risk out of home buying and selling out of the process, which is what I love, and that's why I recommend you to anyone looking to make a move.
Well, I appreciate that, Nino. You know, we build custom solutions for our customers. So if you want to find out more about our Buy Before You Sell program and lock in your home price ahead of the upcoming Fed meeting, you can give us a call, shoot us a text, 410-709-7515, and always online at vinnyco.com.
Well, got a housing question? Send it directly to Vinny. He answers every single one, and he features a few live on-air each week right here on WCBM. Call or text 410-709-7515 or go to vinnyco.com to submit your questions today.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. Do your customers expect you to have the right answers when it's time to choose cabinets and countertops? Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design can help. They'll work with you and your clients to find the right look, the right materials, and price for the project with personal service from start to finish. Visit their Baltimore County showroom on East Joppa Road or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And tell Mike and the team, Sean Casey said.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
All right, so the cleanup is still there. We had the vehicle fire early this morning, tractor trailer. At one point, when we looked at it, it was fully involved, fully burning. Everything was going on there at one time. Southbound 95, right before Camden Yards at 395. They're still blocking the right side of the roadway. A lot of debris on the roadway. Could be some damage to the roadway on the right side as well. So now, again, getting three lanes by at the scene. Not much of a recovery. 95 is still backed up, but it's moving at least. I'm looking at the live shot here as it's coming in to the tunnel itself southbound with those four lanes open. Then we lose one lane as you're getting down there at the scene, but at least we're moving some traffic. 895 in this same shot right below the camera is going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So we're moving it, but it's a 45-minute delay, if not longer, on the southbound side at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s. Chance for a stray showers or storm this weekend should be dry and temps start warming back up into next week. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Before we go any further and return back to Pat Dyer, we do have to take a moment for the America 250 Moments of the Day, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Today's America 250 Moments brought to you by the Smile Design Center. 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. delivers the I Have a Dream speech. He delivered that what became one of the defining speeches in American history. 1907, the company that became UPS begins with $100. What an amazing story. 1774, Elizabeth Ann Seton is born in New York City. She became the first native-born American to be canonized as seen. These are three of America's top 200, or America 250's top moments of the day, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates, but you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
All right, we're back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Pat Dyer was on with us. Pat, we had a couple little things to get to there, but thank you for being with us today. We have a couple minutes before the 8:30 break, and I want to ask you about these defund the police, these anti-police activists holding this sign with defund the police, and they're posting these pictures with Julian Jones, your Democrat opponent. And I just, in this time with all these issues, find that to be a serious concern. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, very serious concern. Certainly a bad look. You know, in November, there's going to be a clear choice between myself and the councilman. I am all about supporting the police 100%. They're going to know right off the bat that I've got their back. Number one line I'm in my budget is first responders. When I did that ride along, these individuals, these officers, we are so fortunate to have them. They are truly the best. They care about their community. They care about what they do. They love their job. I'm going to do everything in my power to help them with recruiting, to give them what they want. You know, they just want simple things to do their job better. They want things like, you know, license plate readers in their cars. They want to be able to take some of their cars home in the evening, and they want more training. That's all they want. It's pretty simple things that can really help them do their job. So I'm all about our first responders. They're going to know right off the bat that I'm working with them. I'm going to help them get what they need because we need them. Everything in our community revolves around safety. I mean, the businesses revolve around safety. Your things that you like to do, I mentioned the lady from West Townsend. All she wants to do is go for a walk. So much about our community revolves around safety. And that's where I'm going to start day one. They're going to know I support them.
Well, Pat Dyer, thank you for joining us today. Sorry we're out of time. We'll look forward to talking with you soon. Have a great weekend. You are listening to Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. Maggie Hunter with an update in local news.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Maryland's highest court will hear arguments next Thursday in the fight over whether a redistricting-related constitutional amendment can appear on the November ballot, according to an online schedule. The Supreme Court of Maryland scheduled oral arguments for September 3rd in the lawsuit over the proposed constitutional amendment. The court lists the case as a direct appeal under Maryland election law. Assistant Attorney General Daniel Coburn will represent the state, while Samuel Everett Dewey and Kyle Brosnan are listed as attorneys for the challengers. The expedited hearing comes just 8 days after Anne Arundel County Circuit Court Judge Robert Thompson blocked question 3 from the November ballot, finding lawmakers failed to follow election laws they enacted earlier this year and that the ballot wording itself is misleading. Thompson immediately stayed or paused his injunction, however, allowing the state to appeal directly to the Supreme Court of Maryland. A Maryland felon who was on probation for assault has been sentenced to federal prison on firearm possession charges, the U.S. Attorney's Office District of Maryland announced on Thursday. 22-year-old Delonte Ray Jones of Annapolis received a 42-month prison sentence followed by 3 years of supervised release. Authorities say Jones is prohibited from owning guns or ammunition after 2 second-degree assault convictions in January 2023 and April 2023. He was on probation for the April conviction when the crime occurred. And a new chief will soon lead the Maryland Transportation Authority Police. The MDTA announced that Nicholas Augustine, who currently serves as Assistant Chief of Police with the Montgomery County Police Department, has been named the department's next chief of police after what officials described as an extensive recruitment process. He will begin his new role on October 2nd. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're still jammed up at both the tunnels, still back to at least Moravia Road, and very close to the city-county line, both on 95 and 895. All of that from a tractor trailer, which was on fire earlier this morning, southbound before you get to Camden Yards at 395. They're still working to clean up that operation, and in the meantime, they're still blocking traffic on the right side. Three lanes at last check getting by as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but you start in the tunnel with four, then you have to move over and get to the center and the left-hand lane. So again, we're still backed up with at least an hour delay, both on 95 and 895. Again, here's an option if you know your way through the city. Pulaski Highway becomes Orleans Street. That becomes Franklin Street. Left-hand turn there at St. Paul Street. Work your way down Maryland Avenue. That's another option. And come into the city downtown. Pick up 395 from there. You're ahead of the game and moving south to the Beltway from downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. Few clouds hanging around there. As we head toward the afternoon, temps will be in the mid-80s. Do have a chance for a pop-up shower thunderstorm as we get into the afternoon. Drier conditions for the weekend with temperatures hotter next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's trek west tonight. They open a three-game set with the Athletics, owners of the second-worst team ERA in Major League Baseball. 5.46 is where A's pitchers have pitched this year. Only the Rockies are worse at 5.53. It's a chance for the O's to get healthy, trailing Cleveland by three games in the playoff chase with 28 games left to play. Guardians, by the way, in Kansas City tonight. Royals have won 10 of their last 11. Brandon Young on the hill for Baltimore tonight. The Birds are 17-5 when he starts for the Orioles. Ravens close out their 2026 preseason tonight. They take on the Commanders at home at 6 p.m. It's a final chance, says head coach Jesse Minter, for guys to make a bid to be here in September.
You know, I see this, man, as there's a bunch of spots that guys are fighting for. And it's a great eval opportunity to not only figure out the latter part of the 53-man roster, but also the practice squad.
Cut down to 53 comes on Sunday. Now, tomorrow at noon Eastern time across the planet, an American tradition officially begins. It's the college football season to be underway with North Carolina coach Bill Belichick leading his Tar Heels into battle in Dublin, Ireland. They'll take on the Horned Frogs of TCU. Locally, the season began last night at United Stadium in Towson. The Tigers falling to the Maine Black Bears 21-18 was the final. NASCAR Cup Series resumes this week. And it's a big one at Daytona, the Coke Zero 400. The race will determine the final drivers that will be eligible for the 16-driver postseason field right now. Denny Hamlin continues to lead the field, 77 points in front of Ryan Blaney, 121 in front of Ty Gibbs. Two races left before the chase begins. Sports apparel maker Under Armour with an announcement bringing men's and women's local college basketball teams together with the inaugural 410 Invitational. It'll happen November 12th through the 15th. 15th. Morgan State, UMBC, Towson, and Loyola will participate. The Tigers will host the championships at CQ Arena. And finally, the local high school football season gets underway today with some big-time matchups. Top-ranked St. Francis will be in Florida to take on DeLand. Number 2, Archbishop Spalding, under new head coach R.B. Green, travels to Hyattsville to take on DeMatha, and their new head coach Bryce Bevel taking over for longtime head coach Bill McGregor. Elsewhere, number 3, McDonough at Riverdale Baptist. 4th-ranked Calvert Hall hosting Gonzaga at 7 p.m. 5th-ranked Loyola Blakefield hosting Scranton Prep at 4 p.m. this afternoon. The time now is 8:37. Have a great weekend, and that is Stein on Sports.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Casey and Company on WCBM 680. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, and I've been meaning to get to this story since yesterday's show began, but a lot along the way has pushed me to save almost the best to last, and by best last, I mean one of the more important and revealing stories. Unfortunately, the content and the meat of this story are very much the opposite of what I would say is best for Maryland. In fact, it is very disappointing what is passing as leadership from the governor's office. I mean, this is truly, again, one of the most revealing and important political stories that I've seen in Maryland in a long time, and it tells you everything you need to know about the priorities of the people running this state, where the Department of Homeland Security announced that ICE arrested more than 1,300 illegal aliens in just 2 weeks. 2 weeks across Virginia and Maryland. That's 1,300 people, illegal aliens, arrested in 14 days. And the operation was called Operation Safe Community, Washington, D.C. It started August 1st. DHS says that the primary targets were people with criminal histories. So how did Governor Wes Moore respond? Well, I'll tell you how, and what a disappointment of a governor he's been. Probably worse than Martin O'Malley. No, the worst, yes, worse than Martin O'Malley. He attacked federal law enforcement on Twitter. He complained that ICE did not notify state officials. He had the gall to criticize the very people who just took nearly 400 people convicted, by the way, or charged of criminals, or that were convicted or charged, these criminals, off the streets in Maryland and Virginia, where the DHS secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen, well, he didn't hold back. He said it's these sanctuary policies in Virginia and Maryland that put the interests of these illegal immigrants above the safety of you, the American citizens. And he said, quote, "The brave men and women of ICE are hard at work every single day getting these dangerous illegal aliens out of our country. Over the course of just 2 weeks in Virginia and Maryland," listen to this, listen to this, "they arrested those committing sexual assault, kidnappers, drunk drivers, robbers, gang members. ICE took members of MS-13, Tren de Aragua, the 18th Street Gang, into custody. Of the 1,328 arrested, almost 400 have been, again, convicted or charged with crimes in the United States. And they did this despite these policies, these sanctuary policies that make the job harder." Let's just be clear that Maryland is a safer place today because of ICE, plain and simple, Governor Moore. And Governor Moore and the Democrats in Annapolis should be thanking these officers instead. They're demonizing them. Governor Moore actually tweeted, and I emphasize how important this is that he tweeted, meaning he had the opportunity to sit there, think this out, go over it, and decide whether or not he wanted to put this out for the world to see. And he tweeted out that he was upset that DHS conducted mass deportation operations in Maryland without notifying state officials. The other part he tweeted to, which is the most egregious part of it, and that I will get to in just a moment, but this first part I want to break down for you. Governor Moore, it is your own party, the Democrats, who use their power in the supermajority in Annapolis to pass the Community Trust Act. You wonder why they didn't notify you. Well, that's because the Community Trust Act makes it where Maryland jails can no longer hold an illegal alien longer or arrange this secure transfer or to cooperate with ICE based on these immigration detainers unless there are exceptions that apply. And now ICE generally needs a judge-signed warrant for the jail to hold or transfer that person, which potentially forces these federal agents to make these arrests and go outside of these secure facilities. So what that means in the real world, ladies and gentlemen, is instead of a safe and controlled handoff inside a secure facility, ICE has to be out in the field. They have to be out there chasing outside, make the arrest, maybe in a parking lot or a street, or maybe in your community, who knows. But they put officers and bystanders and families at greater risk. Even the illegal alien is at greater risk here. And ICE's own acting deputy director put it plainly, saying the same thing, quote, when the sanctuary politicians refuse to work with ICE, they force our officers to make these arrests at large in the communities, creating a more dangerous environment for our officers, the aliens we are arresting, and the general public. We could be using one or two officers to make an arrest in the security of a jail cell. Because sanctuary politicians refuse to cooperate, we have to expend more time, manpower, and resources. I'm going to continue with this story in just a minute. Chuck, what's going on with an update in traffic?
Well, it looks like finally some good news. It looks like all the lanes are back open now, southbound leaving the Fort McHenry Tunnel from the earlier tractor-trailer fire before the ramps at 395 at Camden Yards. Traffic is moving a lot better now going out of the southbound tunnel. All four lanes are open. We can see all this traffic now going past Camden Yards. So it looks like the flow has begun and will start to improve. So even at the tail end of the backups now, we're seeing some progress there. So as we go along, as long as we don't have any new problems, we'll probably start to clear out in the next 30 minutes or so on the southbound side. So that's very good news. Total gridlock for the entire morning. You're still going to have heavy traffic south on 95 from 395 out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s, chance for stray showers or storm. This weekend should be dry and temps starting to warm back up in next week. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So it's time now, and I need this after listening to and reading Governor Westmore's tweets here in this story. We need a little good news, Kristen. Time now, brought to you by Town Appliance, today's feel-good story of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, today's good news story of the day brought to you by Town Appliance. A woman in Evanston, Illinois, listen to this one, ladies and gentlemen, was reunited this week with her dog after 12 years apart. Vanessa Antonino, beautiful name there, I have to say myself, Antonino is actually my full name, lost her dog Floor in Chicago when Floor was 4 years old. Antonino said Floor had been with her through a very difficult period in her life, including times when she was living out of her car. She thought about Floor for years and later told her four children stories about the dog, calling Floor their big sister. The break came after severe weather in Indiana. Floor was found near a road in Gary, Indiana, by a woman helping with storm cleanup. Animal workers scanned Floor's microchip, but the contact information was outdated. So a volunteer group that specializes in tracing old, what is called dead-end microchips, was able to track Antonino down, Vanessa Antonino, and a volunteer brought Floor back to Evanston, where Antonino finally saw her again and said she broke down crying and described the reunion as getting a piece of her heart back. 12 years apart. Amazing story. That is our feel-good story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Looking for a good time to upgrade your appliances? Well, at Town Appliance, their big Labor Day event is happening right now. It's a perfect time to save and get ready for the upcoming holidays. You'll love their showroom, packed with 70 top brands like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, and Jen Air. Plus, Mayer & Mayer are absolutely wonderful to work with. They'll keep you right on budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Be sure to ask about their flexible financing options. Visit townappliance.com today for more information.
Thank you, Kim, there, who will be coming up from 9 to noon, the Kim Klasick Live Show. Tune in every day, weekdays, where Kim takes over this microphone. I'm returning back to this story here, from the feel-good story to just this, what is really poor leadership. And the governor, he refused to veto this illegal immigration bill, and he let it become law. And he should have taken a bold stand and vetoed this bill. He didn't. But as if it wasn't bad enough, the most outrageous part of his tweet, which I will say his statement that he released, listen, this is where it really gets bad here. He accused ICE of deploying, quote, untrained, unqualified, unaccountable agents who are spreading fear. So again, the brave men and women that are out there risking their lives, he calls them untrained, unqualified, unaccountable. And it's a direct insult to these men and women of federal law enforcement. Many of them, by the way, are military veterans. Many come from police backgrounds, and they put on a badge, ladies and gentlemen, to enforce the laws that Congress has passed. And the governor of Maryland saying things like untrained and unqualified. While the people that they are actually arresting, many, we just heard, were rapists or gang members, violent criminals, 400 of them convicted for different charges. And this is it's upside down, the world we live. We have a governor trashing the brave men and women of federal law enforcement in the same state where we have, remember, we had a U.S. senator in Maryland who flew down to a foreign country to sit down with an illegal alien with MS-13 ties. Remember the Margarita? With that guy, Garcia, Brago Garcia, whatever the hell his name was. And it's, I mean, the same political class in Westmore, they attacked the officers trying to remove these dangerous people from our neighborhoods. And for years, the Maryland Democrats in the supermajority for years have passed laws making this state a magnet for illegal immigration. They have made this state a magnet, which is why right here in our state, it was part of the raid where, 1,300 and change, 1,300 illegal aliens right in Maryland and Virginia arrested in a two-week span. Many were gang members, sex predators, you name it. Right in the very communities where you walk around, Pat Dyer was talking about just being able to walk around your streets. You don't want to be walking around your streets and have an illegal alien gang member lurking at every corner. And these brave men and women of ICE are getting them out, and the governor is criticizing ICE. I'm going to continue with this story when we return in just a moment. You're listening to Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey.
Kim Klasick here. Want to know what real relaxation sounds like? It's saying, hey family, let's head down to our beach house in Delaware this weekend. Instead of spending thousands every summer on rental, why not own your own place at the beach? That's where Adam Kasabi with Long & Foster comes in. Adam knows the Delaware Beach market better than anybody and can help make that dream happen. Call or text Adam today at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643 or visit buyindelaware.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Why do we have to have another generation of young people of color have their lives cut short, graduate without being able to read? And the Democrat Party has been on top of this. They like to keep those people on the thought plantation, dependent, grievance-ridden, promising them things they will never deliver. And then the last promise is reparations, which they know will never happen. And when they don't happen, they can blame Whitey. That's your Democrat Party.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. I'm talking about these comments or the tweet from Wes Moore, and I'm talking about how for years Maryland Democrats, the supermajority of Maryland Democrats, have passed law after law making this state a magnet for illegal aliens, basically a sanctuary state, policies, legislation that welcomes illegal aliens. Come to Maryland, get benefits. This is what happens. You invite in many of these bad actors, and yes, I'll be fair, not every person that is here illegally is a violent criminal or sex predator or anything like that. I'm not saying that. That's not at all what I'm saying, but many of them are, and every single one of them violated the federal law. And instead of enforcing that law, too many elected Democrats in the state and the country, they celebrate and protect illegal aliens violating the law, and then they turn around and smear, in this case, the same people who are actually trying to uphold the law. That is a shame, and Maryland now lives with the consequence of that failed leadership, which is why there are gang members and sex predators illegally in this country that have made their way into Maryland in your communities. It's absolutely absurd to think that that's what would pass as Maryland state leadership. But I do have some encouraging news on the immigration front that I'll get to in just a minute. But let's check in with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck.
Slow progress, but at least we're moving again on 95 South. All that big problem earlier this morning with a tractor trailer on fire in the 6 o'clock hour at Camden Yards. They had most of the lanes blocked for a while. Then we got two lanes back, and it just caused havoc on both the tunnels all the way back to and beyond the city-county line. We're slowly making progress, but here's the deal. You're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and you think, okay, yippee-ki-yay, we're on our way once again. And then you get the 95 and 395, and it's very heavy from there out to the Beltway on the southwest side. So that's another slow pocket there from 395 out to the Beltway, and then you'll be on your way once again. 895, slow recovery there as well. Still backed up. It's still going to be a while before all of this is gone. But barring any new problems, we should be getting better by 9:30 or so. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-80s, chance for a stray shower or storm this weekend should be dry. Temps start warming back up into next week. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast update there, and a little bit of encouraging news in terms of immigration here. Listen to this one. ICE recorded 49,571 arrests in July, the highest monthly total under President Trump's second term. That comes out to nearly 1,600 apprehensions every single day. It is also a 15% increase over June, which had already set a record with more than 43,000 arrests. According to Graham Blair of the Deportation Data Project, the increase reflects an expansion in how and where ICE is conducting enforcement, and agents are making arrests at airports, immigration check-ins, courthouses, and other locations. More than half of July's arrests occurred in Texas, Florida, California, and Georgia. Three of those four states participate in the federal 287 program, which allows trained state and local 287G program, which allows trained state and local law enforcement officers to assist ICE under federal supervision. The enforcement surge is also being supported by billions of dollars authorized by Congress and the hiring of thousands of additional ICE officers. This is good news after years of weak enforcement. The federal government is finally treating our immigration laws like actual laws, And these numbers demonstrate what actually can be accomplished when state and local governments actually cooperate. They actually work together with each other instead of passing these sanctuary policies designed to obstruct law enforcement. Here's another one. There are some very bad ones, I'm telling you. They always try to refer to them nothing but dreamers. But here is a Cuban national who ICE says was in the United States illegally, one of two people accused of stealing nearly $3 million in a South Florida, looks like in the townhome here, belonging to a couple who had just been killed in a helicopter crash. Listen to this one. Police arrest this guy, Gailbard Alexandra Garcia, 40 years old, and Milani Pavon Perdomo, 24. Garcia is a U.S. citizen. The other one's not. ICE says Pavon Perdomo is not, but according to the agency, she entered the United States at an unknown time and place, never adjusted her immigration status, and is currently here illegally. And look what these two are accused of taking. They say they stole two luxury vehicles, jewelry, personal documents, artwork, including a sculpture valued at more than $500,000. It's unbelievable here. So a family is dealing with an unimaginable tragedy. And while all of that is happening, police say two are allegedly going into the victim's home and stealing their stuff, very valuable stuff. And one of them's an illegal alien who shouldn't be here. Unbelievable. Speaking of unbelievable, I'm sure we don't have time to get into details with this one, but I am sure some Harford County parents are not very happy. I just came across this story on the Baltimore Sun that says the Harford County public school students returned to school Monday with no middle school sports. And on top of that, a sports participation fee and fewer teachers during a contentious budget cycle earlier this year, the Harford School Board had to solve a $12.5 million deficit, and middle school sports were cut. The Harford County Public Schools ultimately added 28 teaching positions for the school year, though 19 were cut. As of August 21st, all teacher vacancies had been filled, the school system said. However, other positions had openings as of Wednesday, included 25 paraeducators, 15 inclusion helpers, and 25 custodians. It says a sports participation fee of $175 per student will be introduced this year, estimated to bring in $600,000 in funding. I am sure that this is one that Sean Kristen will try to have made tackle next week and may drive up some calls, because that is a big deal. I'm not sure I should have even brought this one up, because I can imagine some livid parents in Harford County over the notion of having to pay for the kids to play in the middle school sports, the cuts to middle school, or to play sports, and the cuts in the middle school sports. I mean, that's a pretty big deal for a small county. I'm sure that'll be an item to be discussed next week on WCBM. Thank you all. Thank you to Pat Dyer for calling in, Johnny Menadakis as well. And I have loaded for Bear Still here with a number of stories I wish I could have got to, including this FEMA headline here, where they were making decisions not to help Trump supporters during an emergency. Just shameful. But thank you for tuning in. Nino Mangione, was an honor to be here on Casey and Company the last 2 days. Have a great weekend.
This is the right choice for Maryland.